You're listening to a Ragnarok actual play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
I know how this game is going to turn out. I think Groundhog Day.
Then you'll know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mario, you're leading this one.
Is there a recap? Because I'm a little behind.
Yeah. All right. Alex, when the game starts, I push the green button.
Oh, you all die.
Yep. Oh, God.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
That was fun. See you later, guys.
All right, well, that's it. Game
Think
over.
About it.
Been a great campaign.
Yeah. You wake up in your old body. Great. I love that plan.
Okay,
and
so...
And the Polygius Syndicate is no more.
Everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. We are once again playing Eclipse Phase.
On it.
Oh, wait, no.
I Heart Tartarus. This is game 3. And because we finally have Derek here, I'll do a quick recap.
Thank you.
You guys were sleeved into horrible new bodies on the city of Tartarus. It's built on the inside face of a cube. Each side has its own gravity, so you're always going, quote-unquote, down.
At least none of us were sleeved into something with an inside face. That would be terrible.
Yes.
Or a slug.
You
were slug.
Why did I slug? So bad on slugs?
Okay, slugs. I said I don't want to be morphed.
Stop!
I said the worst morph to be morphed into other than Ryan's contraption that he came up with was a morph, would be a slug morph.
Will was raped by a slug when he was a baby.
So, you were tasked,
not sure.
Proxy steel.
Sorry. I just had to inform our audience that it was not factual.
He is not going to be slaughtered on the internet, okay?
Oh, guys, that was a snail.
I was just thinking that.
Is it the most family?
Well, it's good seeing you guys. I'll see you later.
Okay, good job breaking up Will's traumatic childhood.
I'm sorry, Will.
You were informed by Proxy Steel that there is some crucial piece of information here on the city relating to the control of the Prometheus Syndicate. Yeah. So you have been exploring the city, and you know which face of the cube the information is located on. Mm-hmm. But you haven't gone there yet because you are making some... you're exploring, trying to find some weapons, maybe armor and stuff like that, so you don't die.
Make the old ladies jump into rivers of pain.
Yes. Speaking of dying, last game, Ryan was grievously injured in a fight with a Titan Warbot, and they put him down.
But I did the right thing.
Yes. And then he respawned. A little worse for the psychological wear, but completely healed up. And then, just to test the theory, Ed shot Will in the face.
Without explaining it.
Without explaining anything.
I got an idea.
And Will came back, luckily.
I also killed... I killed Ryan and...
The technically,
you guys killed the...
Technically, Ryan killed Will. I just made him pass out.
Then
Ryan
snapped
his neck.
Oh yeah.
Who did I kill? Will, other versions.
Oh yeah. You, oh yes, you did fight other versions. It was
Ed.
Yeah, it was Doc.
Was it Doc
Amir?
Will, Doc Amir and
Lucas.
And Lucas.
Those guys were just forks of us though, so they don't count.
So you think?
Yeah. It would matter at me for that than killing him.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was pretty mad at you,
Derek. Since you're finally here.
Hi.
We're going to go back a few steps.
Okay.
To when you were first sleeved into your new morph. So first you're going to have to give me... Oh, no, well...
Oh, we're restarting, guys.
You've already reintegrated.
I didn't reintegrate yet.
So Derek, give me a SOM times 3 minus 30.
Well, that's not going to work out so well.
I'm still at minus 10.
Oh, well, it does. 5. Okay.
You pass. Okay, so you adjust to your new morph. And now give me an intuition times 3.
This will be the opposite.
Wow.
A 9.
Okay. Your boss is just like, wow. You wake up, Derek, and you are in a robot body, but it is shiny, and you know what? You kind of like it.
Can you do the robot?
Sure.
Okay.
In my head, I'm thinking, I woke up in worse places than this.
And then this stuff happens. Yeah, well, and then you try to say, I woke up in worse places than this. But
nothing happens.
You
just
have
a light just starts flickering on your forehead.
You don't even have a light.
You've been hungry for chips all lately.
But you get a message, Derek.
But you did have a bag.
Something flashes across your eyes. It's a message informing you that you have a clock on this body. But when the clock strikes zero, you need to put blood into it. Otherwise, it will kill everyone with you. Mm. Right now, current time, the clock is at 4. It's been counting down every hour.
Okay.
So you have 4 hours. You've been looking. There is no receptacle for this blood.
Oh, okay.
So you have 4 hours. No one else knows this, because you haven't been here to tell them.
But now that you're here, you can write it down and let us know.
Exactly.
You've just been eating chips, you bastard.
Yeah, you...
All right, so we will pick up.
Oh, yeah, God, I almost forgot. I'm going to kill you all in 4 hours.
Not if you jam it.
We get into a fight, and all of a sudden he starts fighting, and it's like, where have you been this whole time? You've been sitting in the corner eating chips.
Sorry.
Delicious.
Alright, so the last thing you guys did.
Yeah, look at Ryan's doing.
eating chips.
For real.
Yeah.
So the last thing
it actually says chips right there.
Yeah, you couldn't mistake that for anything else.
I could.
What if I dump the bag out? Would you put anything
in it? He brought the sea hips.
So the last thing you guys did, you noticed a bot following you. You managed to destroy it and provoke the ire of the gods and were attacked.
I'm sure it was a very dangerous, terrible bot.
Said warbot that grievously injured
Ryan
Lucas and
it did a number. It did a number on Will too. Not as bad as Ryan though.
All right.
It was more like, here, have this grenade.
Yeah. I killed it.
It was a rocket.
I killed him.
I made an all-knowing oracle jump into a river to her death.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm badass. You don't want to fuck with me.
But Chris broke her first, so...
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't break her.
She was still a glowing oracle. She just didn't break you.
For once, got in his usual combat.
Chris lied.
I didn't lie. I couldn't hold the ring. I just made it.
Can I bring up...
I just supplied
a schematic of what I mean?
No. You have no entropic.
So, okay. I have no access, to Dusty or
he
anything like that.
He does have his muse, though.
You do have your muse.
I have a muse. All right.
You just don't have a HUD.
But your muse is like, fucked if I know.
Right.
You caught glimpses of yourself and reflections. It looks kind of like a steel morph.
Okay.
But it's a little bulkier.
Does he have a mouth?
No.
No.
He has no mouth and he must kill us all.
Really? He has no mouth and he's going to kill us all.
So what do you guys want to do?
Oh,
kill Derek.
That was funny because he was saying really.
See you later, guys.
What did we do last? We just finished finding out about us being able to respawn.
And then you went to sleep. Well,
and then
you huddled up for the night.
Did you actually lick me?
Went to sleep.
Yes.
Yes, he licked you.
Yeah, that was...
James went to sleep, and he woke up as a...
Why did you lick me?
You all went to sleep, regained a little health and sanity.
I can't regain health.
Ryan went to sleep, woke up as a bat.
How much?
Myron and Alex put their mouths on
you. You already got
it
back. You're a synth morph. You can't regenerate health.
But I can...
Only one.
Overnight healing myself.
Well, whatever you have now is what you healed overnight.
Oh. They got turned to a... Still part of the recap.
Yes. So we're in game. So
I want to sleep again.
All right. Well, Lucas is going to take a minute to enjoy the rest of this delicious burrito.
Okay. Lucas is enjoying a delicious burrito.
Where did you get that burrito?
Don't ask.
There's a burrito tree in the backyard.
Are there any chlorophyll flavored burritos?
There might be.
Lucas is not actually enjoying a delicious burrito.
I'll be making a nest to sleep in.
Do we want to go around and introduce ourselves?
By the way, out of curiosity, I want to start thinking about food. What am I like? Do I think about food differently now?
Yeah. You still have your brain.
Like, I mean, obviously, I have a big mouth, so I would assume that maybe I'm.
Oh, I want a big mouth. Right.
You don't have any desire one way or the other. It's your brain, it's just in a different body.
Right. But sometimes your body affects like your cravings. Right.
What about the rest?
I'm really craving some sunbeams.
Oof. We don't really know how long it's actually been, because they just have, like, weird day periods, but I'm guessing...
Also, there's a gong, and then...
I know how long
have,
it's been.
Have we been hungry at all? Because I don't think we've run across any food.
No, you haven't, but now that you mention it, it's been a while, and you're starting to get hungry.
That's something we never, ever really think about.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well,
those of you with biomorphs, those of you with synth morphs are not hungry.
Those of you with mouths.
Blame Ryan Morito, it made me think of it.
Yeah, but I know, now that you mentioned it,
not the soup you had before, or else you know Subway.
You know what horrible thought I just fucking had?
What?
I know where there's a bat creature's body and a spider creature's body.
By the time you guys wake up and go out on the street, they're gone.
What?
God damn it.
The scutters came and cleaned it up.
Well, why don't we just
kill the
plant.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah, you guys could eat.
I'm going to eat the duck.
We just start picking leaves off and eating them.
I'm going to eat them right back.
Okay.
It's like,
does Ed have it?
Is there any fruit coming out of him?
Yeah, no. Try and grow a fruit.
Try growing a fruit.
Just because he doesn't have
blood. Doc, what do you need?
Must be blood. Must be fresh.
Well, I know there's some fungus over there.
All right. So, fearless leader, what do you suggest?
Well, we don't know how many extra lives we have, so I would say everybody keep your eyes open for any kind of food source.
You can all make scrounging checks if you want.
I have a great idea on how to test how many extra lives we have.
We're not testing how many extra lives we have.
Not again.
I actually have a piece.
Hey!
Come here, look over there!
I mean, you can roll a base.
What are these?
I'm rolling insanely low right now.
I didn't find it.
What is it? There's penalties or no penalties?
48 out of 50.
Yes.
Nope.
Is there for you? No.
There. Yeah, it's called
67.
No, scrounding
out of
45. Is there
penalties? No.
Okay, then I rolled exactly 15.
Okay.
I got 48 out of
50.
All right, those of you who pass, you're wandering, you know, you're looking in windows and buildings. Most of the buildings seem abandoned. But you notice that some of them have, or one of the buildings has a box inside of it, and inside the box is...
What's in the box?
There's a separate head. you find they're like nondescript power bar sort of things. Oh. Like, it's just kind of a nutrient bar.
Is it hardtack?
No.
Good. Scanning for I hoard them all. I
found it too.
Hardtack is an awful bread.
Do they come in wrappers that say, eat me?
Do I touch them and they all get absorbed into me and I just get bigger?
No.
I don't know.
It tastes kind of chalky. It's literally just like essential nutrients.
We look over, there's a little green man who says,
how you grow so big eating food of this kind?
It tastes like tasty wheat.
But yeah, so you guys aren't hungry. It's not particularly tasty. But it fills you up. Not you, though. It
can fill even the most hungry stomachs.
You pop one in your mouth and you start chewing, and you realize you can't swallow. You have no throat.
Hopefully you don't try to eat the giant bird and make bird.
Actually, I'm going to let it sit in my mouth. Maybe it'll dissolve.
Roast it, Gavin.
Okay.
Oh, man, I would be
the next hour, where we halting on
here. Things you can kill to eat.
Say it, don't spray it. Wait, I gotta save that for
I just realized if these guys got desperate enough, I'm the first one they're gonna eat because I'm a giant bird.
Yeah, but you're also being the hardest to catch.
You're also the one with an axe for a face.
And plus, you'd probably be really
good. What did I miss? What the hell?
Talons for feet.
What kind of anatomy are we?
I'm a sphere.
I'm a spider bot.
You're not a bot. You're a human
spider thing.
Man.
He's a man spider.
Alright.
He's a bird with an axe for a face.
He's a man with two legs and three arms.
Murder bird?
No, he just has four arms.
Terror bird.
Terror bird.
He's just a torso with arms.
Meyer is, the terror bird. He's basically a giant...
Should we introduce ourselves that way?
Yeah, let's start with that.
I am Ed. I'm playing Doc Skelax, who is currently sleeved in the Audrey 3.
Giant plant.
Who is a giant plant with a bulbous head.
This is Derek, and I'm back, and I'm apparently back in a giant robot who can't talk.
Oh, it's not giant.
Well, a large steel-ish robot body that cannot talk, and it's going to be the death of everyone.
It's like professional wrestler stuff.
We're all like,
yeah.
Average to large. Derek's just like,
which one? Did he do it? Some wrestler. Is he like the Big Show?
No, like The Rock.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Like the old Rock or like The Rock that was wrestling last?
I don't know. I don't
know. He's like twice the size because he's been taking steroids, man.
It doesn't matter.
Probably not.
He's the size of a large, muscular man.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess let's not commit James. Slander.
Yeah, that's why there was a maybe and then the probably not.
I am James. I am playing Elise. And this Alex feller over here decided to put me in a sphere. Ooh. I am a sphere. A giant metal sphere.
Meyer?
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Gavin, who is a Terra Bird Morph, which is a giant bird, prehistoric bird.
See, you were complaining at first, but now you like it.
With an axe for face.
I gotta stop rolling by
dice. Well, an axe on its face.
Axe for it.
He complains about being
axe
a
beak.
Giant.
Axe beak.
Ground axe beak.
Chris?
He is not voiced by Julia Light, however.
He's not voiced by Julia Light.
Meyer.
Oh, what was the hedgehog that he's found?
It was, what was that movie?
I thought he was.
Camelot.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, because of Fast, like,
no,
Sonic the
I
Hedgehog.
No, I meant, because...
Can we stay on point for 20 seconds?
No. Not at all.
Sonic the Hedgehog? No, Damien, and I'm in a dust cloud morph. Camelot.
He's a nanoswarm.
I'm a
nanoswarm.
He's
got an crap.
Mm-hmm. Titan nanoswarm, too, so he's... He can disassemble things and build things. It's awful.
What we do
with Alex with too much free time on his hands.
So I'm Ryan. I'm playing Lucas, and Lucas is currently a human-sized rodent with wings.
Oh, what did I say? Butthole?
He's a bat.
It was
where's the Prometheus Syndicate?
That's Earth, butthole.
Swear to me.
It's a giant bat, man.
I've still been texting Ed Game of Thrones quotes with butthole.
Hi, I'm Will. I'm playing Amir, and I'm in a man spider morph.
Yes, a torso with eight arms and no legs.
Man spider.
All right. He's still naked, isn't he?
Yeah, everyone.
Oh,
naked.
And
Ryan wasn't naked.
Now he's probably naked again.
Clothes to
does
staunch
he have,
the bleeding.
Does Will have eight eyes?
But he also. Yes, he but then he also died, so his new body's probably naked.
Yeah, again. Everyone's naked.
I don't care.
It's more embarrassing.
I should have been able to dodge that.
Yeah.
We have right. Clothes,
so now that we've eaten our mana health bar,
you didn't need it.
I didn't.
I would say let's move on to the next thing because I want to get through here as soon as possible.
Yes, Sarah. Just so you know, the map is a representation of each side of the city.
Uh huh.
And each side has 10 things.
Okay.
That you can explore.
Do I feel hungry?
And we have found five of them.
On energy?
Do you feel?
Will likes it.
Yeah.
I feel happy.
It's a very odd feeling. You're not hungry, but you need something.
Right.
You're not sure what it is.
You remember that time he ate that guy's
spider? I'm gonna think about the time I was in the park.
Okay. I mean, you could make an inference. You're not stupid.
Right.
You might want to stick your roots in something.
It will.
Is there anything to stick my roots in around?
Let me
spit the mat out.
Ed always wants to stick his roots in something.
Can I see the map?
You want to stick his roots in
the
police.
The map.
You were at 5 before. You just finished that up. Make me a luck check, Ed. Monty times 10.
That is a 9, boss.
Yeah, there's a little patch of grass in front of a building.
Excuse me.
All right, you walk over, your roots sink in. And, yeah, you feel the nutrients coming up through the ground.
Since you had that bar in your mouth, don't you just, like,
you up.
Spit it out. Okay.
And you sort of turn your leaves towards the sun and just soak it all in for a few minutes and feel better.
You just soak it all in, just all this information.
You're welcome. All right. So, where are you guys off to?
I'm going to kill...
Can I try and recreate the bar out of the dusty spit?
What is the last thing we did?
Okay.
Alex fell.
The last thing you did was number 5.
Next one, 6.
Let's go to 6.
Okay. All right,
it's a good idea as any, don't you think so, boss?
Certainly.
All right, so you start wandering down the roads again. And you come across a round... At one of the intersections...
Round at the sun.
At one of the intersections, there is a large round platform embedded in the ground. And on it is inlaid and carved into it is a picture of a sun.
I push Amir
like
onto the platform.
Star sun or like
no, like a just
child.
You know, like a artistic sun, like sun. A star, but. It's just, you know, like with the points of light and everything.
I don't know.
No, the sun. Jesus.
I'm not sure what it was
taking notes on this
sun I thought it would have been, so I'm not sure why I asked that question.
I think Ryan was.
Okay.
But now he's eating, so if anybody else with good handwriting would like to take over.
All right, so what?
Derek, your clock goes down to 3.
Uh-huh.
I push Amir onto the sphere.
So I don't... There's nothing I can do to figure out what... other than just like feeling around my own body, trying to see, there's no way to do an internal scan of just what I'm in, or no?
Because
that's not mesh access.
What are you trying to do?
To figure, I have a countdown.
Right.
That I know.
Yes.
I have nothing else. I know nothing else.
It told you that you have to feed it blood.
Right. But I have no receptacle on it to do so. On me to do so.
Nope.
Not yet. The blood of the innocent.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. So, all right. So, no one hear this. So, the possibility exists that at the countdown point, there may be a receptacle that opens.
Yes.
Okay.
I was listening.
Well, forget you heard it.
The jury will forget the things that were just said.
Well, hit fire on the head until he loses his memory.
I have eidetic memory.
Eidetic.
I said it right.
So, James, you actually push Will on?
I have an idiot memory.
So wait, so 6 is a star?
It's a platform.
A platform.
It's X when you get on it.
It's not an actual star. It's just like it looks like just
don't
a
have
platform.
To push.
I got you.
I think it'd be funny to
get on that.
Can I examine it? Maybe
rule of glass.
A check or a hardware check?
Without getting onto it, it's just a platform in the ground.
I let the guy out.
I was with you. I think. Actually, I've been volunteering for.
Where we are?
6.
So we're kind of in the middle of nowhere as far as this map is concerned.
Is it my turn?
I let the guy out.
I think it is your turn.
I free the guy.
Oh,
hey, you're a plant. You should like the sun. So
you kind of know a mirror anyway.
All right.
All right, Ed. You walk onto the platform. There's a little chime, like boom, and a hologram pops out of the center.
All right. Oh,
transport to solar center. Yes. No. It's like buttons.
No.
Solar center.
No. No.
No.
Do you press the no button?
Yes.
All right. It goes.
Solar center.
That doesn't sound happy or a good place to
should
go.
Should I do it?
It's up to you, Doc.
Ooh, I can just re-sleeve. I'm going to walk back on.
Okay. Woo. Transport to solar center?
Yes.
Please enter password.
Oh.
Is it guest?
there's no keyboard or anything here.
Say guest.
The password.
Password.
Admin 1.
Beep beep beep.
Admin 1.
Please.
Beep beep beep.
Yeah.
I think we need you.
1 2 3 4 5.
A A A A A A A.
I have the same
beep beep beep
on my luggage.
Mm-hmm. Admin 1. All right. So what's up?
It's asking for a password.
Okay. Is there anything, any way for me to interface with this thing?
No. It's a completely visual and auditory system, as far as you can tell.
Yep.
I don't think there's anything I can do. There's nothing for me to touch.
What's the name of the...
I used my...
What's the name of the side of the spirit cube we're on?
Cockatus.
Cockatus?
Yes.
Maybe the password's Cockatus.
Too bad a lady wasn't dead.
Oh, we can just...
We could have asked her.
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
All right.
Cool.
I've asked the old lady.
All right, we could have.
What is the ground like around the platform?
It's a street. Like asphalt street.
No, I was about to say it's made out of obsidian.
Can I make an idea check to see if there's anything we passed that might have given us the clue?
Yeah, cock time, sir.
What did we talk about before we got here?
57 out of... 60.
No, there was no signage or words or anything that would be a password.
I feel this might be a lost cause.
I think maybe we haven't obtained this password yet.
Let's go to 7.
But I don't think we have the red key, so we should go back.
If we need to get to the sun, we can figure out the password later.
Alright, well that was my turn.
So your first turn, you got the box of supplies, and your second turn, you just stepped on the platform and nothing happened.
Yep.
Oh, look, he's lucky. We should make him go every time from now on.
Pretty good for it.
I'm looking around for something that I can write a message on?
Give me a scrounging check.
Just pick up a stick and write in the dirt for
Christ's sake. But we don't have that. Ah, I asked that already. I'm not an idiot.
Cut into Amir's body.
Oh, no, not this time.
Nope.
Cut into him.
draw attention to yourself like the Tin Man and just kind of write it out.
Why are you guys so mean to Amir?
Right
yeah.
now,
this is you.
In fact, I really found nothing.
Yeah. Whoa, did you get a critical failure? Yeah, no. There's asphalt and sidewalk.
Right.
You find some asphalt and destroy it.
You find a pencil and break it.
Right.
We're walking to seven.
You crush it to powder and go, oh, wait a minute.
I used this.
All right.
The crap graphite to write a note.
Lucky number 11.
Okay.
Charles Martin.
You move on to number 11. As you walk down the street, it starts to get a little bit colder. And as you turn the corner...
I probably don't notice it, right?
No, you notice the cold.
I don't notice it.
No, since Borks don't notice it.
Your leaves start working a little bit.
And as you turn the corner, there is just... The road stops, and there's just a wall of solid ice. And there is a tunnel carved into it. The ice is sort of a pale blue... That shimmers in the sunlight, and then...
Shimmer!
Is the wall weeping today?
The wall is weeping a little bit.
Okay.
But, you can see into the tunnel, and then it curves a little, and just... That's it.
So who wants to explore with me?
Well, I just went.
Is there a dip down with one arm fighting a giant?
Oh, wait, with Elise? Sure.
I already called it, buddy.
Well, three can go.
Three's company. Can I
scratch it?
I wouldn't mind going with
can
you.
Can I scratch one word into the ice?
With
the metal of my hand.
Give me a psalm times two.
Lucas is getting a little bit tetchy and impatient at this point because he's definitely barely hanging on to the
times two.
So he goes, I don't give a shit which one of you grows, but two
39.
Of you get
yeah, you can
hole.
You can
I'm
car,
going in.
You can like scratch into the ice.
Okay.
I'm walking in.
I feel like Gavin and Doc should go and Elise should stay behind.
I'm going.
But I volunteered first. I volunteered.
Do we have any cards or anything?
So then come along with us, darling.
Right, well, let's
just tell them what you write.
I do.
Well, I was going to do it a little different.
I'm going to go.
I do not have.
I'm walking in.
Cards.
Okay, three of us are walking
great.
In.
Great.
Okay.
You're rolling in.
I'm rolling in. Because I roll.
Okay. So, Ed, as you go, you can still see because of your infrared vision. The walls are very dark blue.
I can probably see even better.
Well, you could see the walls is dark blue, like right. the cavern, and then the floor is also, but it's a different shade of blue.
Right, but then anything
if there's
moves
any, if
would
there's
probably
anything,
be highly compressed.
If there's anything that's a heat source.
If there's anything with heat.
Right,
you'd
right.
Be able
yeah,
to
high.
Yeah. You can walk two abreast, so either one of you has to go in front or behind the other.
All right. Two abreast.
All right.
Well, I have a shotgun built into me, so I think I should be in the front.
I'm going to try to squeeze next to her first.
What else?
So are you in front of them or behind them?
Elise isn't too happy with you because you lied about your freaking pirate story.
That's what I'm scratching into the... It's not that... It's small words. That's what I'm scratching into the ice while they're doing stuff.
I've been protecting
stuff.
Her this whole time. With my bird bones.
And then when I'm finished, let me know.
As so. We're walking... Listen, Elise, about the pirate thing.
Probably when...
I don't want to talk to you right now. She starts pulling her girly tantrum moves.
Okay, all of you give me a perception check.
Inside.
20. I percepted the shit out of that.
I failed my reception roll.
You're not there, young boy.
Oh, never mind.
I Meyer?
I pass.
You pass. All right, so Meyer and James. You're all, James and Elise. Elise and Doc are arguing about the pirate thing. And Meyer, you hear... Like a skittering sound.
Oh God!
I'm getting to you.
Okay.
James, as you're arguing, you look ahead and you see something moving behind the ice.
Oh no! Movie spiders.
Ed, you're still apologizing for the fire.
Look, all right.
Not right now. We're not alone.
What?
We're not alone.
The thing you see, James, is probably about. The size of a football.
Okay, so all right, so pretty much a New York City rat.
All right, so when Gavin's not here...
We'll no, we have additional company.
Oh.
I'm gonna, can I look now?
It's going to be minus 20.
Perception?
Yeah.
I have 360-degree vision, so...
Yeah, it's everywhere. So
yeah. You can't... I mean, the wall is so cold, you don't see anything through it. All of you give me an infiltration check, the three of you.
Infiltrate. Let's go. I failed.
I did too.
10 out of 45.
Oh, no, I was looking at the wrong one. No, I got it.
Okay. Meyer, as you're walking, you sort of turn, and just your face, not your face, but your beak scrapes along the wall, and makes a very loud... As the ice just sort of scrapes
sounds
off.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
And then the skittering sound you heard gets louder. And you hear something scratching at the ice.
Oh, God.
And you see...
Is it a rat thing?
No. You see those things, James. There's a few of them scratching at the ice. Get closer.
Guys,
do I see
full retreat. Let's get out of this cave.
You can't see them.
Guys, right. Start backing up. I don't... There's a lot of... Hostiles in here. It's all making right.
Roll
me
initiative.
Initiative.
Talk to get out of it.
40. Bounce.
Oh, there's a 10.
Yes.
10.
Sound nice.
Boom. Initiative.
Meyer's a 10?
No. I'm rolling double zero a lot.
I'm at 16.
I, too, am at 16.
A 1 and a 4.
I too like to live dangerously.
And they're going.
I took on a war machine. I can take on these little things.
Okay, so as you get, James, you say we should probably get out of here, and all of a sudden, ten
balloons.
They almost look like the ice themselves. They come burrowing out and screech. They now that you see them, they look like spiders.
Wasn't Will here? He could speak to them.
But like football-sized spiders, sort of. They look like they're made of ice almost. They're the same bluish color as the walls. And as they pop out, you know the reason you couldn't see them is because they're practically as cold as the ice itself.
Well, I'm going to give them a little bit of heat then.
All right. Well, first make me a will check.
Will
times three.
All of us?
Yes.
Six. I pass.
Don't do that.
How much is Will worth?
53 out of 60.
53, okay, so that times 3 is a very big number.
So you guys are good.
I critted that.
14 out of 45.
Okay.
What's up? Hey, I guess my will is pretty good.
Alright, well, Meyer and James, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna hit him with my beak.
What you gonna do when they come for
I'm gonna
you?
Beak him.
You gotta, you can only hit one of them at a time.
That's alright. I go two times a turn.
Me too.
Well, you get, okay. Alright, so roll your blades.
Blade.
Hopefully they're crunchy, because there's 10 of them.
I passed.
And they're made of ice. What'd
you get?
19 out of 20.
You've got a 20 out of 30 to dodge. So you go, and it sidesteps out of the way.
I should have better with my blades.
James?
I'm going to shotgun one.
Okay, roll it.
As James gets smaller.
Yeah. 35 out of 45.
All right, roll for damage.
For minus 10 AP.
Minus 10?
Yep.
Yeah, they don't have any armor. You do a lot of damage to one of them.
Okay. Nice.
It screeches at you. It is not happy.
Nope.
Ed?
I took a point of damage.
With my boom. With
your boom.
I absorb the shotgun.
My particle beam.
So I can absorb shotgun.
2 out of
myself.
16.
Nice. Right.
But the problem is it uses my health as bullets.
Oh, yeah, James, take one damage.
I did.
You hit it. Roll for damage. Right.
So I get smaller every time I shoot, you know.
All right.
Pieces of you.
And
14.
Minus so I think all after this encounter, I'm going to you to try to repair me.
And they screech.
If we could only find, like,
all right, so,
some other thing for you to absorb, I wonder if it would help you. That's heal you, too.
You absorbed the machine gun, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's going to be terrible to shoot. You go full auto, he's going to kill himself.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Okay, so 10 of these things are attacking you.
Well, 8 now.
No, they're still alive.
Oh, I thought you said we got them.
You hit them and hurt them. They're not dead.
You said they shattered. I assume that.
No, I said they screeched.
Oh.
What did
we're sitting right next to him.
That's far from shattered.
And just making up his own.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so we killed all 10 of them. I'm going to leave the cave. All
right, so each of you make... Meyer, you make 4 fray checks. James and Ed make 3 each.
Just how many kill them all. And...
And that
do it.
Should
six,
do it.
5, 4, 5. Oh, 4.
Fail, fail, pass.
Yep, that's what I did. I did pass, fail.
I passed 3 times. I failed one.
Actually, I'm gonna moxie one of them to re-roll it.
You took this combat pass fail.
I did pass fail.
I would take a grade on it if you ask me.
That was, so it's fail pass fat pass.
So the collegiate reference.
I said you
took this combat pass fail instead of taking it for grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James and Ed.
You can do that?
I'm confused. I missed some part of that.
I'm going to go odd.
All right.
It was odd. Do you want the first set or the second set? Right.
I was daydreaming about Zooli.
I'll take the second set.
Okay. How many rolls did you pass, James?
I passed 2 out of my 3.
Okay. One of them hits you.
Okay.
It hits you with its claws.
Where's my penis pencil?
Meyer, you do not get hit. You take 9 damage, James. Minus 2 HP.
Ouch.
Oh, so minus 2 HP. Where is my... Oh, God, I don't have armor, do I?
Let them wonder.
Oh, if you know what, you should have armor. I would say you have base armor 4-4.
Okay.
Because you're in a synth morph. You too. Yours would be 5-5, actually.
Okay.
Ed, how many did you pass?
I failed the first one, passed on that last 2.
All right, so you get hit once.
Derek, do you have my penis pencil?
No, I have my own pencil.
Eight. Will, do you have my penis pencil?
No.
Ed.
No.
Does it say penis? I have not. Eric, I have not Chris's pencil.
Yeah, look, it's not Chris's pencil. It's all awesome. What happened to it?
I don't know.
All right, so it's feet 2. What you guys gonna do? What you gonna do when I come for you?
That's a wound, by the way.
We're gonna sing
right,
country
so
and western song.
Wound the wound threshold,
sorry,
right?
I don't know what happened to it.
Okay, so I got a wound as well.
Well, do you just have one?
Yes.
You're a synth morph, so you ignore the first wound.
It's okay. Terrible. That's
Why do I think Will has it?
I guess
I don't. I have one. This is pencil day Will.
All right, speed 2. Who's got speed 2?
Yeah,
they do not.
Love pencil day Will.
Meyer,
I labeled Will's pencil.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you gonna do?
Speed 2.
I'll try to hit him again.
Same one.
Jerks. Yeah.
Okay.
Thought I saw
Roll
it there for a second, Ryan.
Yeah.
I got it's not. A 13 out of 20.
It rolled a 19 on Fred. Sorry.
It's not easy to roll. Terrible bleed.
Who else has speed 2? Ed, you have speed 2?
Yes.
What you gonna do?
We're throwing the floor at some point. I'm gonna shoot.
Wait, what about James? Do you have speed 2?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot it again.
Same one?
Yeah.
Alright, roll it.
Maybe it's on the floor. That is 45 out of.
Yeah. I'm playing now.
Out of.
Yeah.
What's minus 10 out of them?
Right.
Okay, you kill it.
Yeah,
it shatters now.
It makes sense when you take it because, you know...
That time it shattered.
Yes, that time it actually shattered.
What are you
using? I'm sorry about the chair, everyone who's listening. It's very squeaky.
Those of us who did not go into the tunnel, do we hear any of this?
Yeah, yeah, now you hear... Since you hear James's shotgun.
Since my gun fires heat, does it melt it?
Well, it sort of superheats it and it explodes.
And it's weird.
Yes, but you hear shots from inside the tunnel.
Okay. Would beam weapons do any extra damage to the creature that they're made of pure ice?
Who says they're made of pure ice?
I thought. How big is the tunnel? I look at a mirror.
It's about it's wide enough for 2 people to walk across. So probably about.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
You did. You said they're made of. This is.
I said they seem like they're made.
Free running. Amir and I are going in.
All right. Yeah. So free running.
Well, I'm going to be enthralled.
I'm not used to this body yet, so I trip. If I didn't have 2 traumas,
I know I
made
am,
it exactly
like,
40, but since I did
86 and 30.
So it's like, you guys will get there. It's going to be another round of combat before you do that.
86, 35. So we...
All right, so round two. Meyer, James, what you going to do?
I love how
I'm going to shoot the same one.
The person who's probably the most ruthless in the group.
All right.
With Derek, who's probably carving, I have to give him my body blood.
36 out of 45.
Okay, James, you
hit that. I just thought I had a good line to say about writing on the wall.
You only have to roll. It's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I failed. Bad move, Ryan.
Well, I didn't.
Ed?
Rather Lucas.
Well, a different one?
Yeah.
Okay.
45 out of 45.
That's true.
It can't make crits or roll damage. Oh, yeah, so it's against crits, which it did not.
18.
All right, you just kill it.
Yeah.
All right, now they get to go.
So seven. How many are dead? Seven?
Well, no, three are dead.
Right.
There are seven left.
Giving up on those dice.
You're getting three, Ed.
Giving up on
and
those
you
dice.
Are each getting two. So Meyer and James make two fray checks. Right. I make three.
Two. Ten. Great.
Ooh, I also rolled a two for my first one.
40, I passed.
Yep. I passed both of mine.
I passed. I passed because I
passed
like
all three times.
What did you pass with on the first one?
40s, 48.
Okay, yeah, none of them hit you. You all managed to jump out of the way.
Look.
Speed 2, Meyer.
Let's see if I hit him.
Oh, wait, you got speed 3 action, don't you?
What? No, sure. It says 2.
I thought I told you, I bumped it up to speed 3.
No, right there, speed. Looking at it is 3.
Oh, okay, well, you'll get speed 3 action.
Alright, well, I got 13 ahead.
What is it?
Okay. Damage bonus. You hit him, roll damage.
A lot of the unarmed combat is,
like knives and
yeah,
like Meyer's beak. It's a
1d10 plus your
damage. Is this another round?
Okay. Yeah, this is speed 2, so Meyer goes first.
15. It's 21.
You smash your face into it and it dies. Like just shatters.
Yeah. As it was one of the greatest sentences I've ever heard.
You smash your face into it and it dies.
Uh-huh.
Alright, Ed.
14 to shoot one.
It makes fray, but not good enough, so roll for damage.
Three.
That is crap.
Crap.
That
crap.
Is
that's just good by your crap.
Nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah, I answered.
It screeches at you, but it is not dead. All right, Meyer, you get speed 3. Are you hitting another one?
Yeah, I got 3.
Do you want to hit the one Ed wounded or a different one?
A different one.
It does not make fray. Roll damage.
Go. So that's 21 again.
You kill another one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next round. Will and Ryan, roll initiative.
I rolled 15.
That was a very good 11.
11, okay.
Did you say you rolled a very good 11?
No, I didn't roll very good.
It's a crit, Will.
No,
it was
initiative.
So. Meyer and James, you're going first. What you doing?
I'm going to hit some more with my face.
I'm going to shotgun one of the other ones that attacked me.
Okay.
I got a 9. Oh, I'm rolling good at hitting.
All right.
9 and up.
You got a 16 on its fray, Meyer.
38 out of 45.
It can't beat that fray, so you hit it, James.
Yeah. Will did crit his initiative. You should let him act twice every turn.
10.
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Are you going for the one that wounded or a different
one? Success on his initiative.
You go for that one, it'll probably kill you.
Come on.
I'll go for that one, then.
It's a
good idea. I like it.
Alex has one.
Oh, that would be a better roll.
I know, but you could help.
That's true.
What?
I said Will got an 11 on his initiative. That's a critical success. He should act twice each turn.
Well, he has speed, too, so he would anyway.
No.
But he didn't He didn't roll an 11. He rolled something and added his initiative to it.
The end result was 11.
I don't have 10-sided dice.
Yes. All right. Ryan, you're next.
No, so I come up, what do I see?
All right, so Will and Ryan, make me Will times 3 checks.
What about my turn?
You're going at 14 at Ryan's.
He actually rolled.
Do our penalties count for that?
No.
Thank God.
It's
the pass.
Oh, good. Shot out.
I'm gonna moxie to flip that because I cannot take any more.
What are you at?
I have two traumas and I'm at 12 stress right now.
What's your insanity rating?
Is that like
I got a while before I hit it.
Oh, what's your lucidity?
The acidity is 30.
Okay.
But it's the penalties that this I can't take
right.
because
right. Yeah, no, so, you're,
me.
So you run down the tunnel.
So I'm oxied out and I make it exactly.
Okay, so you're good. You guys run down the tunnel and you see Gavin and Elise and Doc. And they are surrounded by these skittering spider-like creatures. Most of them are dead. There are four of them left that are like screeching and trying to lunge at them.
All right, I'm gonna shoot one of them.
Okay, roll it.
Just a regular single shot.
Okay.
Kinetic weapons.
Cool, never helps. Type Google to Google.
No, don't do that. You'll break
the internet.
My dad typed Google to Google once.
10.
All right, yeah.
Out of 35.
Roll for damage. 40,
the thing that I loved about that was he typed it in just to test that theory out.
Yeah.
11.
11? All right, you wound another one.
I created my damage roll. Can I just instantly kill it?
Sure.
Wow.
You hit it right in the face. And it just... All right, so Ed, what you doing?
I'm gonna shoot it.
All right,
26.
Are you hit it? Roll it.
Actually, I didn't crit my damage roll. I would have had to roll doubles. But the end 13. Result. The end result, as Chris said.
Yeah, exactly. That's the important part.
You do damage to it. It shrieks and glares at you with its icy eyes. And
can he not really tell that because
no,
he
can't. Will. What you going?
What, you're not even going to glare at me?
Pay
attention to me!
You have a gun, you want to hit one of them?
I'm
looking for my weapons.
I'm
going to go for my... Use my gun.
Audrey 2, essentially.
Yeah. Well, because
I'm down 10, so...
All right, roll it.
Audrey 2 was a secret.
It does not make for it. No, Audrey 2 was
a Audrey 2 was a sequel to a woman.
I did not hit.
All right, what'd you roll?
76.
Okay, yeah, you will miss this. So, speed 2, Meyer.
Face.
Beach facing?
Face.
You going for a damaged one or a good one?
Good one.
All right.
Good.
Ooh.
No, that
it failed its spray by one. But you miss.
I missed.
Ryan?
Yes.
Speed 2?
Speed 2.
Do you have speed 2?
Yes.
I do.
The one that I shot died.
Yeah.
All right, I'll shoot another one of them.
There's a wounded one and two that are okay.
I'll go for the wounded one.
Okay.
Well, it like a spinal tap.
It critically fails its prey, so...
Yeah.
Just hit it.
Well, I failed my...
Well, it critically failed, you hit it.
All right. I can deal with
that. Don't roll damage. It was wounded.
So it's
just,
dead?
Yeah. Ed.
Yeah.
You're up. And you're not at the table.
So Lucas shows up, he's just like, ice spiders, great.
Yeah. I'm
going to
shoot another one.
Will, try to seduce them.
That one's dead.
I'm going to shoot another one.
That's
one
good point. My webbing at it, throwing it against a wall.
30 out of 45.
Child,
damage.
The spiders into your spider friend.
That is...
Hey, look, it's me. I'm spider.
Yeah.
Just walk
that's
up to
14.
Them.
All
right.
All your arms out.
Yo,
I am your god.
It is hurt. Yeah. Will, you have speed 2?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Me.
Will, become a spider gun. Become
right.
a spider gun.
You see, there's an injured one and an okay one.
Go for it.
One.
These are your friends, Will. Don't do it.
Bow down and worship me.
15.
You hit it?
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to roll for damage. It's dead. It was very
well.
Damn it, Will.
All right, and Meyer, you're at speed 3.
Face. 2.
Roll damage. It failed its prey. You got a 96.
Eric's favorite thing.
That was not as good one. I only got a 14.
All right, I'm going to be generous and just end it. Meyer, you... And it shatters.
Dead.
Moving on.
Did anybody else feel the chemistry between the three of us? We took them down magically, didn't we?
Yes, magically.
Ed, you notice that there are two other people there now.
Oh, hi.
How's it going, Doc?
Alright, continue down the tunnel.
Got attacked by ice spiders. How about you?
We helped to defeat them.
Heard you getting attacked by spiders, so we figured we'd come see what we can do.
Thanks. Is there anything else in the cave?
Nope.
Let's continue down the tunnel. What's the worst that can happen?
Are you gonna let Dalton and Damien know?
Nope.
I'm gonna keep walking down.
We should probably go down to get them.
That's
right?
Fine.
We'll go back.
Okay.
Alright, those two will go back. Us three will continue.
Yeah, Mia, why don't you stay with us? You're like a spider guy. You can be their spider friend.
But probably won't work.
And he can work.
So we're pressing on then?
Pressing on.
Okay.
You're
we'll go back. Yeah, I'm gonna press on.
Well, then I guess I am. Press.
You're right, Ryan?
Okay, Ryan? Yeah.
Stop dying on Mike.
You're gonna scare the viewers.
How would that be?
Very.
Ryan choked to death. While we were
and the last thing you said was, okay, Ryan, don't die.
We all are being freaking trolls about it. Like, Ryan, stop coughing. It's not that big a deal. Like, we're all being dicks about it, and he just winds up turning blue and passing out.
And CPR certified.
Surgery on him.
Yeah. What Ryan should do when he gets home is stop the podcast right there.
I have a cell phone.
Ryan, don't die. Ryan, cut off.
I'm sorry.
Your shirt sits on a throne of lies, sir.
If one of us died on it,
your shirt sits on a throne of lies.
Winter is coming.
No, summer's coming.
James was.
Winter is coming.
Even if it was me who died, I'm in the hospital bed.
Chop.
Well, the third member of our party that's continuing onward is...
That's fine. There's nothing else in the tunnel. You come out on the other side.
And nothing there?
Nope.
All right, then we'll go back.
Okay.
A nice job.
Dalton and Damien
are
waiting for you.
I say,
you see what Dalton wrote on the wall?
That's what you should write about. The Tunnel of Love.
Monkey cave paintings or whatever I said before.
Damn it.
All right, so I look at the cave painting.
All right, what does it say, Dalton?
Well, do they go back with us?
Pass it around because I can't talk.
Oh wait, maybe I should read it before I point it out. It's not, well, I'll either way.
I don't have hands. I'm a sphere. Oh wait, you're not really.
He carved it into,
the wall. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
All you right. can talk, Derek.
Oh, okay. Dalton just can't.
Dalton just can't.
So if Dalton could speak, it would
can't
say
talk, countdown at three now. Need blood at zero.
There you go.
That's great.
Can't talk. Countdown.
Countdown to what?
I shrug my shoulders, because I can do that.
Look at the first part. It says, can't talk, you butt.
He answered the question, didn't
and,
he?
And I point to the bottom. Need blood at zero.
Whose blood do you need?
Good grief. And you couldn't tell us this sooner, you chippying bastard.
For the viewers,
I want Derek to be here to make the announcement.
Right.
Alright, well, Elise, Lucas, and Amir are the only three who are in biomorphs. I'm not counting Elise, Amir, and Gavin.
No, Elise is in a synth morph.
No, sorry. I'm...
It's like, who's on first right now?
Lucas, Amir, and Gavin.
I probably don't have blood.
That's...
No, you did bleed. You were bleeding green or something.
Chloroform.
Mm-hmm. Chlorophyll.
Yellow.
Chloroform is what you use for date rape.
You're chloroform.
You're bleeding chloroform?
Oh my god, Alex, you're bleeding!
Oh yeah, watch that.
So, I'm going to say...
How do you know what they use a date rape,
James?
Because that's my pickup line. Does this smell like chloroform to you?
Dalton. How much blood do you need?
I think he knows as much as we do.
So I think Amir is going to be a nice guy and volunteer for giving blood, I think.
I volunteer. Oh, wait, I can't.
I volunteer as tribute.
I'll give blood first. Amir, you go second. Elise, you go third.
I can't.
Sorry. Gavin. I keep mixing up.
I'm not human.
Gavin, you go third.
She's not a biomorph.
Well, you know, it's like Gavin Elise. It sounds good when it says together.
I'm just a pretty little sphere.
It goes...
A very pretty sphere.
Oh, my God. Do I have to be sitting here? Yeah, I'm really...
The monkey made a cave painting. That's what it was.
Derek, you can move over.
It's all right.
And just trade places with Ed. And just sit there with
then he'll be between games. The two suitors. That'd be great.
All right, so you guys going to press on?
Press
number on. Eight. Number ocho.
Okay.
Number eight, my lucky number.
Dalton, keep us
number
informed.
Eight, the blood bank.
Do a number of taps.
By the time you get
through
to the other side,
clap,
Dalton.
Clap when it's zero.
Ticks down to two.
Clap on.
Wow, it's going really fast.
Oh, God.
It ticks down to two, I'm guessing. Or he's wishing us all peace. And love.
Two. Good power!
All right, so you go through the tunnel and continue wandering down the streets.
Life.
As you're walking, give me perception checks. Listen.
Hey, boy, I'm a girl.
spice up the life. Spice up the life. Spice up the life.
Oh.
I perceived it.
What is my perception?
Nope, I critically failed.
What is my perception?
34.
I'm good.
Failed.
60 and 75.
I regular.
I passed.
Okay, everyone who passes, you hear something you haven't heard in a while. It sounds like the rumbling of a large group of people. Not angry. It just sounds like, a lot of people talking.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
That would be ready for eight.
Yeah.
Car horn?
Meep, meep. Ooga. Ooga.
And as you walk down the block, you look to your right, and you see there is a street of people. That's it's nice. It looks like a bustling city street.
There
are people walking and talking with each other. You know, some of them are sitting in outdoor cafes, sipping lattes. And, you know, there's cars driving down the road. People walking with bags, like shopping.
Are they biomorphs, flats?
They're human biomorphs.
All right, I'm the people person here, so I'm gonna go. For
I'm gonna check out the skyline.
I'm the mouthpiece. I'll go for it.
Like, I'm gonna look at the city. I'm gonna look up and see the buildings.
We're gonna hear Hiroshima.
Buildings.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, they're buildings. Okay.
I'm the mouthpiece. I'm walking for it.
I don't. I think we should just skip this one.
That's plenty of blood there.
That's true.
Blood.
You go for it, Gavin. All right. Says.
And if worse than the worst, I'm fast, so I can run over.
I'm going to search for the building that says Blood Donation Bank.
There is none. That is
vision. I'm going to just stay to the side and keep a low profile.
I'm going to go to the Outlook Hotel.
Same.
I know what floor the blood gets off of. I'm just gonna walk down the sidewalk.
I hope they're not too perturbed by the giant bird.
All right, no one really gives you a second glance.
How's it going?
People are like, oh, good morning.
What's good? What's good?
I think at that moment, Alex has something to jump
in. And on the bell, they all transform.
As you're walking, they just ignore you.
Oh, man.
What?
Hello? Good.
Great. What's good?
Can I walk into a building?
What
store?
What kind of building? What kind of store?
What kind of stores?
There's a clothing store. Like I said, there's a cafe.
I'm going to go into the cafe.
Yeah, go to the cafe.
There's a clothing store.
You're going to go to the cafe?
Yeah, maybe.
Right, you walk in. They
buy
ignore
some clothes.
I go up to them. Excuse me, where can I find the dresses? Oh, no, we went to the... Can I get a coffee?
You go up to, the barista?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you say?
Can I get a latte?
They ignore you.
Hey, you're a bitch. Give me a glass of water with some lemon.
Why don't you climb
behind...
Is that
what you say?
No. Yeah, I do say that.
Ooh, climb behind the counter and see if you can get yourself a latte.
I'm going to do that.
I'm old behind the counter.
Okay. As you start clamoring over the counter, James... you notice everyone in the cafe stops.
Okay.
It goes silent.
Please.
And everyone is staring at you.
Come back down.
I'm going to slowly go back down.
They continue to stare at you for a few seconds and then just start again and go back to the conversation.
That's very odd.
We should now. All right, so we should go to the next place.
I went into the clothing store.
Okay.
I want
naked.
you walk in and people ignore you.
Is there any groundy?
I'm gonna start
water or anything around.
Rooty, groundy.
Like a park.
You mean like dirt?
Oh, no.
I'm gonna start going through the pants and try to find pants in my size.
Okay. Yeah. You go through. People ignore you.
Okay. I take the pants off the rack. Do they still?
Make me a luck check.
Go to the changing room.
Is there a
full Moxie times 10?
Yeah.
Is there a florist around somewhere?
No, 73.
Take me a luck
50.
Check.
Right. Moxie that.
That's Moxie times
10. Moxie,
10.
Moxie,
I don't.
Yes, 48.
Yes, there's a florist. You take the pants off the rack, Ryan, and you look around. It's quiet. There's like two customers and a clerk, and the three of them are staring at you.
Okay. I'm just gonna take
wave
the pants
and put the pants on.
Yeah, I'm gonna wave at them and, as Chris said, just step into the pants.
I'm gonna head into the florist.
One second, Ryan.
I'm gonna head into the florist. and look for some, like, some fertilizer and maybe some, like, you know, anything that, that looks like it's
he's going to cuddle up bringing the first flower he sees. Think,
like, well, it's a florist. It's not, like, a plant store. So there's, like, potted, you know, plant food for
right,
pots.
Right, but they would still, they would probably still have something like, you know, bring your, you know.
Well, no, that's not what a florist, sells cut flowers. They wouldn't have any reason to sell plant rejuvenation stuff. You'd have to go to, like, a garden store.
They had those little
packages. You'd have to go to, like,
that's what I was looking for.
You would have to go to Home Depot.
Oh, you found a florist, I'm sorry.
You have those little package you dump
in
the water.
They have, like, yeah, they have the little, like, vase things you dump
in
the water.
Yeah, okay. That would keep it preserved for another couple of days, but that's about it.
You would have to go to, like, a Home Depot for, like, what you're looking for.
Like a garden center.
Okay. I guess.
Now they start again.
I'll put myself. I'll try to put some. I don't know. Is there anything I can do here then?
You could try to get some vases and stick your roots in them with the.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. You start. Are you going to talk to them? You're just going to start grabbing vases.
Just going to, like.
He doesn't even have to grab the box.
I'm gonna just walk by and, like, nod at them, and
they ignore you as you walk in.
And then I'm gonna take a vase.
Bonjour.
All right, you grab a vase and some packets, and then you notice that there's one customer and the attendant, and they're both just staring at you.
Hey.
Dead silence.
I tried asking for help, and no, you guys ignored me. So now I'm
just
gonna
smile at them and then put my root in the water.
Okay. The customer has a bouquet of flowers in her hand. She puts them down, and they start walking towards you.
Hello?
Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
You put the pants on, and they're staring at you. And the three of them start walking towards you.
Okay. I'm going to start...
Walking to the door.
Hey, I don't want any trouble. Just came in for some pants.
They're coming.
All right, in that case, I'm going to make for the exit.
Okay, give me a free-running check. Ed, they're coming towards you.
I'm going to take the vase and leave.
You're just going to grab it and run?
Yes.
Okay, give me a free-running check.
Nope, 93.
Oh, Ryan. You're going
to 39. That's true, but I wouldn't pass. Okay. I can mock it a re-roll. Yeah, I'll mock it a re-roll. I don't think I'm going to make this one. Because
that's a failure.
Okay. Around a second.
I'm only leaving with 1 point of moxie, but
where'd Volstagg go?
Bathroom, I guess.
Son of a bitch. I rolled a 94 this
time. Okay, so Ryan, you start running, but you know these pants aren't quite your size, and you're getting used to them, so you, like, trip as you're running. You don't fall, but you trip over yourself and catch yourself. And Ed said, you know, your roots are a little wet now, and the floor is tile, so you slip as you're running out. And they are on you, so make initiative rolls.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
In the cafe, is there any newspapers I can look at?
No.
Where are they? Okay.
17.
Can we get an idea of where our party is geographically right now?
Gavin and Elise are in the cafe.
You're in a cafe. How far from the cafe are the two of them?
Wait, one second. Ryan,
I'm fast. I can run them.
Ryan, what'd you get?
17.
Okay. So the cafe is in the middle of the street. Whoever didn't go down the block is at the far end.
That's me and Chris.
I probably took a few steps down, but I didn't go.
I'll make it easy. Right. The cafe, the florist is on one side of the cafe, and the clothing store is on the other.
Okay.
On the same side of the street?
On the same side of the street. So they're all pretty much right next to each other. And you see Doc and Lucas come stumbling out of their respective stores with people following them.
And you just see Gavin and Elise just kind of casually walk out of the coffee shop.
Yes, keep luring them over here. We'll get their blood. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna step up then. If I see them wandering the street, I'm going to step up.
I look across the street and make eye contact with Doc.
We're all on the same side of the street.
Oh, okay.
So you look next door.
I look... And I just see you and the people following you and motion you back toward them. Let's go.
This place sucks.
They're going at 6. So Ryan, you're up first.
I'm gonna start to run.
Okay.
Can I like, I don't know, make a somatics check to maybe like
fly?
No, that's not happening. Because
My flight skill is at 30, and I'm at minus 20 because I'm trauma up.
You could use Moxie.
Moxie.
I guess I could.
I named my dog that. Moxie.
All right, can I Moxie to fly away?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that eats up my last Moxie point.
Fly. All right, so Ed, you and Ryan look at each other, and he just spreads his wings and takes.
Fuck you!
I love flying.
All right, Ed, you're up next.
It's even better with pants.
You're gonna pollen them.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Seven times three.
Did I give you a pollen thing yet?
No.
All right, so
he's roll, one part Venusaur.
55 out of 60.
Yeah, is that what we have going on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so put on your sheet for exotic ranged. Yeah, it's kind of. I'm gonna say exotic melee because it's not really a ranged attack. But put your pollen, and you can put that at 30.
Exotic melee.
Can I have my exotic range with my ink?
You crit. So the three of them, they're not going to make will checks for that because you critted. You go, boom, and they run into them. And they start just like raving and turn on each other.
Yay! Are they two females?
You have.
It was two.
No.
Oh, I want to scream catfight.
All right, Ed, you leave. As soon, Ryan, you take off flying. You notice that as soon as you hit the corner, the people were still chasing you on the ground. As soon as you hit the corner, they stop.
Okay. I land. Is there like an invisible wall where they pretty much a point where they can't go past?
No. Nothing you see, nothing physical.
Well, they stop chasing, they stop and stand there, or they stop like.
No. Like,
I think what Ryan's saying is he's going to go like this, and then see if they.
Yeah.
Oh no! When you cross back over, they don't care anymore.
Right.
No, it's not like they're standing on the corner waiting for you.
They've reset.
As soon as you cross over, they stop chasing you and start walking back.
Back to the dressing room. They don't chase you for a mile, and they don't chase you anymore.
Right.
They're playing Mother May I. They're booze. These.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, what's going on with the fight that had started?
Oh, they're killing each other.
They're bleeding?
Yes.
Hey, monkey man. Look over there.
That's nice, they're bleeding. They have nothing to hold the blood in unless I go and take a coffee cup and a clit and just start filling it up with their blood and just cover it up and hold on to it for later.
It's crazy if you do that.
Yeah, but then once it gets to the corner, I'm good to go.
Did you just make garlic bread for everyone?
Yep.
I can always do it because I can run fast.
Yeah, you can do it.
But you have no hands with which to collect the blood.
And I don't have hands either.
Hot.
Well, they just came out of the toaster oven.
Thanks for reminding me.
James?
Maya, would you like one?
I'm kind of stumped, actually. I like garlic bread, but I'm kind of boring after dinner.
Yeah,
you guys going to try to get blood?
Harvesting?
From that?
It would have to be someone who moves fast. And
with hands.
I am, right. I have hands, but I do not move fast.
I'm fast, but as Alex reminds me, I am fast.
You could just take it, peck them, suck it out with your mouth, and hold it in your beak, and then spit it into a cup when you get away. Just don't swallow it.
Is there any newspaper?
Before you guys kill it,
we know that Derek took
it.
Well,
I'm going
to
plant
into a giant cup.
I'm going to plant myself.
We don't know. I don't know.
That's my point. Go over to the blood. See if you can get it without stealing it.
You can get back one.
And then if you can't, we can worry about stealing
yes.
the cup.
What about stress?
Or maybe not I can just make one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very stress relaxing because it's just a pot of water. But you can get back out.
Hey, I love pots of water.
Wow.
I just why don't I just,
it for you.
Why can't I collect it in this pot? I dump the water, put in the vase, and then run.
Because you have no way to carry it.
He can carry it, and he can jump on like
and
that.
And again, guys.
Who can James?
Anyone. Here's
the thing. It's not like they're bleeding. All right, fine. But it's not like you're going to go up there and hold this cup under there while the blood flows into the cup.
Just saying.
It's not, when one of them kills the other one, we can just press on them like, and they bleed into
I mean, that's different, but
listen,
I don't think it's going to happen.
They tried to murder us for putting pants on. What do you think they're going to do if we try to slip one of
their throats? Well, you stole a pot, and he stole pants. You guys stole, so they technically had a right to...
Yeah, but so what do you think they're going to do if we try to slit their throat?
Well, those two are already fighting to the death. We'll just wait till one of them dies, and then we'll just loot the corpse.
Fair point.
So, Doc, get on my back. I'm going to a trip.
All right. I'll hop on his back.
All right, you're going to dump out the pot? You suddenly put the blood.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you dump out the vase. So you see one of them kills the other Meyer and then starts running down the block trying to attack someone else.
All right.
So you walk over to the body.
Yeah.
And how are you going to collect the blood?
It's on Doc. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'll...
He has the medical know-how.
The bottle. You know what?
I had a cred for every time I needed to pump blood out of a corpse.
Hey.
Yeah.
Devin.
Yeah.
Cut here, and I'll point to an artery.
All right.
Okay, you cut the blood, and it starts gushing out into the bottle. All right. Now, a whole bunch of people turn on you.
Yep.
Let's go.
Surprise.
So make a free run, Jack Meyer.
I'm going to hop back on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Free. Running.
Nice if he left you there. Funny, not nice.
I did it. I passed.
Very garlicky.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you bolt with Doc on your back.
I did half. I couldn't do the other half.
Still too hot.
People are chasing you.
I'll look at half.
And again, as soon as you hit the end of the block, they just stop and turn around and go.
How much blood did he get?
You got filled up about a quarter of the vase.
I need a bit of blood. That's good enough.
You don't know how much you're going to need.
Yeah. Well,
3/4 of a vase.
Just slightly more than 1/4 of a vase.
Can Chris fab a canister?
I think in order to fab anything, I needed blueprints, is what he told me last time.
Because he has to build it from the molecular structure.
Or you let me reassemble that bench after I disassembled it. So I guess if I disassembled the vase, I could make another one. But
yeah, we need something a little more.
We would still only have the one.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can disassemble some blood, if I can assemble some blood for you.
Did I have the wherewithal to grab a plastic vase?
Make me a luck check.
Aha.
Chris, don't you remember what happened the last time we tried something like that?
That is,
our oracle
46 out of 60.
Yes, you did.
Woo!
I just came back from Groundhog Day.
Well, the good news is, it's a plastic vase, so we're not going to accidentally drop it and break it.
Gravity suddenly increases and you drop it in.
Oh.
Wait, what'd I miss?
We got a vase full of blood.
A vase full of blood.
Quarter full.
Stealing blood from the from a dead guy pissed him off even more than anything else.
Alright, so.
So it was a city specifically designed to heal me a little bit and give this guy pants and give us blood.
Yeah, that's good. So whenever we need blood, we can just go here. That sounds good to me.
Who would put it?
I can't say it.
I just sit in my silence and ponder why they had a town of people that.
On to the next place.
Just one block.
As I wrote on the paper, Main Street, USA.
Where?
Down the middle.
Where is the blood?
Main Street, USA.
I don't know.
There's no opening.
We should probably figure it out before it gets to zero, don't you think?
Maybe it activates at zero. You ever think of that? Genius.
Maybe he could just stick his arm in and see what happens.
I don't have arms. I have wings.
That's why I said he, not you.
I can try.
All right, you stick your arm in it. Clock says two.
All right.
Try drinking it with the mouth you don't have.
Yeah.
They just dump it on it.
Play with your body. Try to squeeze one out.
Okay.
Moving on. Boy, my God, I can't speak.
All right.
Ed's pretty happy I can't speak.
I'm sure your look says it all.
Well, he doesn't have eyes.
I imagine for a synth morph, he still manages to give me a look that it says it all.
It's the most exasperated synth morph we've ever seen.
It's an implied face palm.
So as you're walking down the block,
you could just facepalm.
You see a door with a 7-pointed star carved into it.
Hey, we know this.
Hey,
place.
Supplies.
Wait, is that it? 9?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like these places. I'm gonna go in.
All right, okay. That's got it.
There's a tripwire with a shotgun attached.
The building exploded. No.
You are the assholes who stole our stuff.
You go in. There's another box like last time.
All
right. Inside of it is one diamond axe.
Oh,
there's a kinetic SMG,
okay.
A nano bandage and repair spray, and there's also a healing vat.
Whoa!
In the back of the room.
Hey guys, come in here! I'm gonna jump in the healing vat.
Why do you need to go first? Shouldn't somebody who's most damaged go first?
That's probably me.
Really?
Should somebody who doesn't want Damien to try to lock them in go first? Maybe not go first?
It's you can go on the healing vat. It's 12 hours per wound.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to slap the nano bandage on them.
We can only just stay in it for a while.
Without even talking to
anyone. Who's more hurt at this point?
Nano bandage stops you from being affected by
I'm in trauma.
Okay.
My problem is trauma.
Wait a second.
I can only use the repair
spray. We can stay in here, and then if the blood is, if the vase doesn't work, and one of us have to give blood, if it hurts us enough, then we can just get healing and healing.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. Let's do that.
Okay,
who wants the weapons? They're useless to me.
They're useless to me.
Well, you can,
oh, actually, it would be... Sorry, it's 2 hours per wound.
Okay.
All right, so does anybody mind if I hop in while we're waiting for the counter to go? All
right, well, while you're doing that, I can see if Chris can heal me, because he's a nanoswarm, right? And
you could try it. There's a repair spray.
There's also a repair spray. Yeah, but that'll only do so much. And I'd rather save that for, like, if we're in combat and I need to heal.
Well, here's the thing. Chris doesn't know how to heal you.
I know. I was about to say, like, I figure since we're going to be waiting for the thing to count down, me and him could work together to try to figure out a way for him to put stuff
and then
back
if,
together.
If in 2 hours it doesn't work.
Here's the problem.
Then
Damien
I can just
wants to heal himself instead. And he's an asshole.
Okay.
Well, there is that.
Would you like this repair spray, my dear?
Would the weapon make sense for me to use them?
I'm making more of myself.
Yeah, you can take them.
Okay.
Because as of right now, I don't think I have anything.
No, you do not.
So, what do we got?
Actually, you know what?
Well, there's a kinetic SMG and a diamond axe.
I do
want
to try it.
One's melee, one's firearms.
Okay, I will take them both.
All right, the diamond axe is -3 AP.
Yes.
And the damage is 2
okay. Figuring
10,
out how you work is even more
plus
evil.
+3 plus your damage bonus. Okay.
So I'll hop in the
you hop in the healing vat.
All right, the other one's a
kinetic
SMG.
And it's -2 AP. Damage is 2d10 +3. And you have 20 ammo.
I get hurt every time I shoot.
But you're not limited by ammo.
That's true.
How much damage do you have in?
7.
And what's your trauma threshold?
6.
Alright, so it'll be 2 hours for you to heal up.
Comment.
I mean, you guys could all take turns, but it's going to spend a few hours.
Yeah, that is. I have 11 damage.
Well, synth morphs don't
have. Well, yeah, healing vat won't help you.
And they're brand new. They're not damaged.
Yeah,
are
I
you
have
damaged at all?
Nope.
All I've got is stress. So I can
healing vat's not good. You guys, sure, so...
While I'm in the healing vat, can I talk to my muse?
Yeah, so roll the psychology for your muse. It's at 60.
38 out of 60.
When can...
Are penalties count for that or no?
No, it's your muse.
When do I, reintegrate with this body and not take penalties from this?
Probably at the end of this day.
I don't know.
So 54 out of 60.
You're going to heal yourself, Chris?
Actually, I changed my mind. I am going to try and heal James Jamez.
Okay, well, if you guys are doing that, you can't heal stress with your muse.
I don't have stress, so...
Okay. It's not on there. It's
I do have it. Oh, I have it.
I made it, Alex. 54 out of 60.
I got
29 out of 60.
All right, so you can each heal back
two.
Two.
That gives me no more trauma.
Me too.
No, I think I got mine.
All right, so 2 hours pass.
6.
Ten is gone.
Oh, wait. Woo-hoo. Should I try and heal James?
Well, are you just going to try, or do you want to work together to try to figure out a way to do it?
I figure we work together, because my muse knows about Titan bots.
Okay, so roll your muse's knowledge, I believe is 40.
Okay.
Hey, Kosh.
So I need to take a salad.
Well,
wait for him?
Okay. Yeah.
32 out of 40.
Okay, so Chris, you can roll... what's your sum times 2?
30.
Sum times 2 is 30?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so roll that at minus 10.
So far, this is the best thing we've found.
Don't critically fail.
65. Well, the little lady. Greg is pretty good.
All right, you can't figure it. It's a really complex skin, some sort of smart nanopolymer, and you can't figure out how to replicate it.
I would say the old lady was the best play so far, but then we killed her.
All right, so 2 hours. You guys, you're going
to
spend your
each...
2 hours doing that.
Okay, all right. So
pretty
that,
much
that
what
one
you
role
do is,
was the 2 hours?
Well, no, it's you talk to your muse and try to figure out what to do and then explain it to him.
Okay.
And then he tries it and it doesn't work.
So in the first hour while he's figuring out what to do, can I heal myself for that
No, because you're working together. All right, so Dalton, clock ticks down to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes beep, and then you get 5 minutes, and it starts ticking down like a stopwatch. All right. And then when that happens, you feel, well, you don't feel, but there's a pink, and a small tray opens on your chest. Like a, almost like, a, well, you wouldn't know, but like a CD tray.
Okay.
And it's just flat, like peachy dish size.
Put some blood, we have plenty of blood then. Put some blood in it. Alright, vase of blood.
Four, right. Eight. Alright, so you 15, pour some blood 16. In. It goes, beep, 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 beep. And your clock resets.
Yeah, we have plenty of blood. Yeah.
We don't know. It might not work with the same blood type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we might need to good, Derek, you're at 10 now.
We might need to get different blood every time.
10.
10 hours.
So yeah, you go, it do beep, 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 and then it pops up to 10.
Wait, what? How long was it the first time?
Five.
It was the entire time you were there.
Mm-hmm. I come out of the healing
vat.
It was
30-something.
Like are we dead yet?
How not yet, sir.
Well, we put blood in him. He's all right.
Oh, good.
We got 10 hours now.
So we still don't know what happens.
No.
I don't think we want to find out.
Probably not. Did they give you any idea what happens?
Oh, Derek, I see your character sheet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you get plus 5 to every combat skill.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
Throw to the innocent side.
So blades, kinetic weapons, beam weapons... clubs.
And your dogs are going nuts.
Oh, some awesome crazy person blood we fed to Derek.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Gunnery.
Well, if we ever run out, we can always go back to that street.
Weapons.
Just a
you can look. Okay, so I got blades, I got clubs.
Blades, clubs.
Kinetic weapons I got. I have...
Spray weapons.
Spray or no?
Beam
no,
weapons.
Okay.
Throwing
beam
weapons.
Weapons up top.
Unarmed carb.
Okay. Any combat skill.
Okay.
Not fray, not free running, but anything that involves weapons and hurting people.
Dog plus
five.
That's pretty much it. Oh, unarmed combat.
Unarmed combat, throwing weapons, spray weapons, seeker weapons.
Swimming.
Only combat swimming.
Unarmed.
What other kind of swimming is that?
That's true.
Exotic
synchronized.
Ranged. Exotic
main. No, you have points
synchronized is just synchronized combat swimming.
They're just all missing each other.
Also, animal.
Exotic range, exotic melee, I would know.
But that's like a specific.
It's combat synchronized swimming if there are mines in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there are. They're just really good.
Okay.
Only average.
It's a plus 5. It's a plus 5 to the skill. It's a bonus, basically.
It goes into a morph
bonus.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm
going to
use
the
hairspray then.
Cool
one,
yeah.
Well, do we want to stick around or do we want to press on?
Well,
press on. I mean, what else are we going to do here? We got everything we need.
I have a radical suggestion.
Let's hear it, Doc.
We're somewhat in decent shape now. We might consider.
Number 10.
I want to see what number 10 is, and then, but I do want to see what the other.
Well, I suppose if we get fucked on number 10, we can always come back here and heal.
Yeah. Might as well just finish off this side.
Alright, James, you heal back 8.
8.
Number 10.
But and then we'll go to the side where we know the Prometheus Syndicate has set up shop.
So
and
we have
scout around there.
I'll just carry the nano bandage.
Well, wait, last time when we got on the thing, didn't it only give us an option of one side to go to?
No.
We
give you all sides.
We can go wherever we want.
We just chose Cocytus because it was funny.
Oh. I thought we didn't have a choice.
We were trying to be completionists, and then we realized that would kill us and drive us insane.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said we don't spend too much time at each spot. We just go to each spot, see what it is, then go to the next one until we find it.
Maybe we should just kind of like peer at all of them until we find the seven sided star.
Out of character, I have a feeling that we're going to have to go back to that sun at some point.
Number 10.
Yes. All right, number 10. You leave the healing vat. It's still there. It's still on. If you want to come back to it. And as you're walking down the block, you see signs in the area.
Did you add that healing bat just because we're being fucked?
No. The clock is still way off, okay. Right?
I knew you were going to be fucked, so I put healing bats.
It's not 11:08. No, it's 9:30.
Yeah.
Alex designed this to fuck us up.
Yes. Yes, it did.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Speaking of which, signs in the area point to the Calm Spirit Spa.
Ooh.
What, what, what?
These calm spirits.
Who wants to go to a spa?
I think that sign is a lie.
I think Amir wants to go to a spa. He has a rough time.
It's not my turn, because I was already shot in the head.
You haven't done anything right now. You're doing it.
And there are signs pointed down one block, and you
actually,
can see
I have done something. I've gone down the cave.
There's a nice white building.
I mean, are you doing it?
Can you look under the table for the die that just bounced off my
face? You know, this could either turn out to be terrible or great.
Just don't move it all. Just don't move it all. All
right.
We'll got it. I'm going to try to convince Amir to go. Like, listen, Amir.
I'm sorry, James. Thank you.
You're the best of the bunch.
Thank you, James.
I tap Elise on the sphere.
On the shoulder?
Yeah.
Snakes don't really have parts. But if I had to guess...
Ding, ding, ding.
What is that from?
Waterboy.
Right.
Gives you a thumbs up.
I'd
say with a southerner.
I'm thinking that maybe the synths should go.
To the spa?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Dalton and Elise start
racist.
Heading towards the spot.
Wait, what about Dalton?
Damien can come if he wants to come along.
Damien will come along.
Okay, you walk down the block. Like I said, the spa is a nice white building, a glass front, you know, very peaceful looking. There's trees. Not trees, there's like potted plants and ferns.
Titan Warbuck and a facial.
There's a woman in a pod morph standing outside, just wearing a simple white linen gown. It's just... Welcome. Welcome to the Calm Spirit Spa.
The warm glad you came.
Would you like to come in?
That's a trap.
What's inside?
The imagery of the cucumbers spa. on the
We can offer massages, calming aromatherapy. We do have hot tubs, mud baths. It's a full spa.
Fractal massages.
We even have special designs for synthmorphs. Oh. Some special aroma algorithms to help calm synthmorphs.
You have anything for bat creatures and spider creatures?
We service everyone at the Calm Spirit Spa.
Because Ryan's character definitely needs to relax. But if this is a trap, it might make it worse.
Why don't you guys go first and let me know about that one?
Yes. Yeah, at least we'll give it a try. I mean, like, I have no stress or trauma.
So. Alright, so you're going to let them pamper you?
Yeah, I let them pamper.
Okay.
She's a girl. She likes to be pampered.
It's going
to
be an hour.
Okay.
But you go in, and they pamper you. It's actually very, very nice. And you said you have no stress or trauma?
Yeah.
Alright, well, you feel great when you come in.
Alright, that's...
Actually, James, you can take a Moxie point.
You guys are in there for
I don't have any stress or trauma.
What, were you going in with her?
When you guys come back out again, all right, Lucas,
so you can have a Moxie point too.
Lucas has his pistol in his hand and he's pacing like just back and forth.
Oh, they're alive.
Elise comes out, she's all shiny and sparkly. She's just all positive demeanor.
Sit rep. What the hell happened?
I've been ringing.
Oh, it was so good. Oh,
darling, I've been ringing my vines.
Lucas, get on my back.
We're going in.
While they were in there,
we're going in.
Could I have spent that hour building like more little of me?
I'm going
to repair my damage.
Sure, give me a some time.
I'll get half.
I build more of me.
36 out of 45.
Okay, you had an hour, so you can heal back 3.
I'm gonna go in.
The rest of you are going in.
Yeah, and then when they come back, and then
all right. Well, yeah, Chris, you can't really. I mean, you could go in if you want to, Chris.
I'm going to.
Okay. So it's
I saw it work out well for them last time.
Yeah, it's another hour, and they pamper all of you.
That's
it's really nice.
This is the best.
So you can each heal back 6 damage and 8 stress.
Wow, I don't have stress anymore.
It is really.
I don't have any damage or stress. It feels.
Well, and you all get a Moxie point.
Yeah.
Yes,
guys.
We get a Moxie point on top of healing our stress, or
yep.
Guys,
that is amazing.
Let's forget about the Prometheus Syndicate and just stay here.
This is the best place. Well, this is what I'll answer.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to another hour.
Oh, out of character, we shouldn't abuse this, or it's going to jump into the river.
Say,
you heal that damage too.
Say what you want about recursively improving god intelligences.
What about my damage?
They know how to unwind.
Plus, how do we stay here?
I said I didn't have stress.
This guy's going to do something.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can heal back 6 then.
Oh,
I thought when you said stress or trauma, that
plenty of blood. Oh man,
I'm sorry.
That heals you.
If I see that guy from Earth again, I'm going to say, "Come here."
Oh yeah, we gotta find him.
We gotta be sure not to forget him, because we told him that we'd get him when we were leaving.
I'm not gonna forget him.
I give the you said there was a synth morph?
That's, well, no, it's a pod.
It's a pod? Okay, I give the pod a hug and thank her.
You're very welcome.
It was lovely. I wish I had money to give you a tip.
Don't worry.
You can give it
I'll take my
tip with your soul.
Oh, God, no,
God. By the way, I always take your
hundred,
jokes.
I could use a few hundred pounds.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was picking it.
Don't worry, we took illegal forks of you while you were in there.
What?
Five stars.
That's all right.
They already have illegal forks of us, remember?
Yes, they
do. What's the equivalent of Yelp on...
Space Yelp.
Space Yelp.
I'm going to give him five stars.
Well, you don't have mesh access, right?
When I get...
Well, no, four stars because it is in the middle of a terrible, horrible city.
Yeah.
You do have to go through the horrible...
The location.
City.
Bad neighborhood, great day spa.
Exactly.
No, great hour spa.
All right, next side.
All right, well, so you guys head back to the transport.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Go.
He's at 8 now, right?
Which side did we learn?
I would be at 8 now, yeah.
Which side what? I'm sorry?
Which side did we learn the Prometheus Syndicate's operation?
Five. That is... What did I name it?
Five.
Styx.
Styx. River of Death.
River of Hate.
River of Hate.
There was no river here.
Yes, there was. Just didn't go there.
Yeah.
What river was it?
I think this dark blue thing is the river.
Yes.
No, I mean, what's its name?
Cockatrix.
What is that?
It's the river... Well, you don't give me
it's
a...
It's the river of betrayal, I think?
Do you have Old Earth history?
In the middle of the night.
Do any of you have history, mythology, literature?
No.
All right, so make me Cogit base.
Five, four,
10. Oh, no, 20. I'm
gonna look for something.
Nope. I did 80.
Wow, 10 out of 25.
All right, those of you remember from school that Cocytus was the river of despair.
Well, you know what? That spa wasn't despairing, so...
Wasn't despairing.
I kind of want to see what's on the other side.
It was disparaging, though.
You jump in the river.
Oh.
Oh.
All the stress comes back.
Well, Mir hit...
Cannonball!
Oh, you didn't like that river.
Never
again. Now it's Cannonball River.
Never again. That hurt.
Like jump into that water and just
well,
go,
we're never
oh, going to
survive this.
I'm just going to breathe water in now.
Chris might be pretty close.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys, you have done sides one and two.
Exactly.
Let's go to side three.
Well, the Prometheus City gets on side five.
Let's go to side five.
Do you guys want to hit one more side, or you want to...
I want to hit all the sides.
Well, oh. So these are your options. There's Leafy, which is three.
Leafy?
Do we know what that river is?
Forgetfulness, I think.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's the river of forgetfulness. There's Phlegathon.
I want to go there.
That who did any of you get a crit on your knowledge check? All right, then you don't know what that one is.
Oh.
There's Styx.
Wait, can our mages know what that is?
Yeah. Styx is hate, and side six is Elysium.
Let's go there.
Elysium.
Let's go there. Elysium's good.
We've been there before.
Well,
my question is...
Oh, the city on Mars. Oh, yes.
Elysium. That's nice.
It's not the Martian Elysium.
The question is, are we prepared? I mean, I've got a particle beam bolter. This guy has an axe and a...
Elysium's the
SMG.
Best. Elysium sounds really nice. Sounds very nice.
If we could find more repair stuff, that'd be great. I mean, right now we're fully healed, but if...
Who's armed?
I raise my hand.
I can't.
Will's really armed.
I got a sword in one hand and a gun in the other.
Waggity smackity doo.
I got a rail machine.
All right, well, you decide that God is going to go pee.
Oh, God presses Y.
No, God presses pause.
I wouldn't be opposed to hitting one more side, but especially since we just got healed and rejuvenated. Mm-hmm.
Plus, we know how to get back here now. Yeah, we can come back and then we can always go back to the. We can always go. We have the healing mat and the spa.
Yeah.
Luxury space.
We got a vase, a vase full of blood for Dalton.
Well, now we have what 8 hours left.
We go back to the spa. Welcome. Welcome to the Shattered Spirit S&M Club.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't forget this safe word. Don't forget this safe word.
That's the safe word.
The safe word is where the sun thing is.
The safe word takes 20 minutes to say.
The safe word is in, it's a 128-bit hex code.
Let me think. I can always guess just by looking. You like to be bored. Am I right? You like to be bored. Right on your balls.
Being bored is pretty good.
The safe word is, tree?
No. But you have to pronounce it in the Dothraki tongue.
Ah,
correct me if I'm wrong. Your species loves to have fingers.
Yes.
So what's the decision?
I say Elysium.
Yeah, I'd say let's go for Elysium, and then after that we'll hit Styx.
Alright.
Elysium sounds
good. I personally want to go to all the sides, but I'm being outvoted.
Okay. I agree with you.
I'm a completionist. This is going to bother me.
Alright, so you hop on the tram. And
watch the tram car, please.
Flip the cube around until it highlights Elysium, and you head over. Again, it's a nice, smooth ride.
Elysium's presence.
You hear the growing sound of screams as you approach Elysium.
Is my minus 10 done yet?
Watch the tram car, please.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Good.
And you land in Elysium.
Wah, wah, wah.
The doors open.
Goodbye.
And you step out into a barren desert.
And knock up at a fire.
This is the worst.
Awesome.
Goodness.
It's dust.
God. Good choice.
We've gone to the Dust Bowl.
Let's go to one.
The city is so much nicer.
All right, so maybe a different side.
Well, out of character, we know that there's supply caches on each side.
Let's scout around here.
Let's, go to one. What's the worst that can happen?
Whoa, don't do that.
I think if it's... Can't we see kind of what's coming from far away?
There's see, whenever I play there. A gaming vid and I come to a place like this, I always save it for later.
Everything is... It's hot here. Okay. Which is weird, because as far as you know, you're equidistant from the sun. But it is hot. And once you... In the distance, everything is wavy heat lines.
Well, yeah, but sand absorbs.
But it's not that weird, because there shouldn't be a sun.
Plus, it's only six places.
Well,
so
yes.
Right.
But, I mean, like, it's hotter than the other side.
One.
Yeah, well, and we might need to know the password to that stupid sun beacon thing, so
not,
we might find it somewhere.
I'm not sure if I should say this.
Say it.
No,
if we leave the tram and there's no markings, how are we going to know how to get back?
I plant a flag.
I hope Alex had thought of that previously and I didn't just give him an idea
about
wandering
the desert. It's a desert, you can make
it's a desert, so why don't we just make like tracks in the sand?
Because our tracks will probably get covered up by the dust.
It's not like blowing around. It's just...
It's not like blowing around... Oh, wait. No, I don't need to it's not blowing around now.
No, it's not blowing. It's just hot. It's like... It's like the American Midwest desert. Like, sort of cracked earth everywhere.
Alright.
Well, then we should probably put markings down.
That's what I just said.
It's a better idea.
Myers.
Oh.
Well, you can build some sort of marking sticks out of the sand, probably.
If you guys want, give me an idea check.
I can't build sticks out of the same idea. What is idea?
Cod times three.
42 out of 45.
6
out of 45. 15
out of 45.
Nada.
I hit mine exactly.
You could make sticks, or you could just scratch lines into the dirt.
That's what I was saying.
I'm good at that.
I look at Dalton, and he just leans over with his foot and draws a line. All right.
No one
was
good plan.
All right, to one. In the distance, as you start walking away from the tram station, you see something dark. It's the only thing you could see. And as you get closer, you see a tree. It is. It's a gnarled tree, though. Like the branches. It's
your
like,
favorite tree.
It's yes. Its bark is almost like pitch black.
Is it the will tree?
No. It stands about 20 feet tall, so it's not a huge tree.
Is it the giving tree?
It's bigger than the will tree.
Yes.
What do you mean?
There's one part, one like dark purple fruit hanging off of it, about the size of a basketball.
I can't eat it.
And you can see on the ground around it other dried up fruits. And give me a perception check.
Prunes.
Perception.
Nope.
30.
No.
Okay.
I perceive.
So as you look down, the fruits are cracked open, And shriveled up from sitting out in the sun. And you could see the corpses of insects surrounding the fruit, but all different kinds. Spiders, looks like beetles, scorpions, worms, millipedes. All right,
so this is poisonous to bugs.
Sorry, Spider-Man.
Man-Spider.
Yeah, I'm not eating that.
Let's shove it in his throat.
Next, please.
You're just going to leave it?
It might be useful.
I'm going to take, I'm going to take the right one. We're not going to eat it
doesn't mean we can't
You can't reach it, James.
Oh.
I can fly.
Somebody get that.
You can't hold things.
Can anyone catch if I break the thing that's holding it?
How high up is it?
You could reach it. Like, it's like maybe, like, you know, if you stand, you can grab it.
Okay.
All right.
Because I can also knock it from the tree with my axe.
Oh.
Yeah, you can just cut the tree down.
All right.
Well, yeah, let's cut the tree
down. My axe!
What is it with you with the Rube Goldberg solutions to simple problems?
You don't want to cut the tree down?
You could, or you could just pick the fruit.
I'm going to cut the tree down.
I'm going to pick the fruit.
Maybe the wood is really good.
All right, let's set up some marbles at the top of the hill.
All right.
I'm going to construct a truck. Then we're going to tie a chain that I'm also going to have to construct around the tree. And then we're going to pull the tree down.
Got to learn how to drive.
Okay, okay, go to perform their song in the background.
Give me, Derek, reflex times two.
Reflex times two.
It's an electric fruit. Boogie, 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 boogie.
I thought that was the electric.
No, I did not do it.
Okay, so Derek, you reach up and you pluck the fruit, and then it slides from your hands and falls and makes this wet sound as it like bursts open on the ground and spills juice everywhere. And
I would have found it funnier if the tree slapped him as he pulled it off, like, no!
No, and then
my fruit.
Bugs come out. It's a swarm of flies. Fly out of the fruit.
Okay.
And they start swarming you. Yeah. So, everyone make me fray checks.
God.
At, yeah, fray.
Fray at fray?
Fray at fray.
Yeah,
40 out of 60. 8
out of 55.
33 out of 65.
10 out of 65.
All right, you're lucky. They rolled a 90.
11.
Sweet!
So, Derek, give me wait, did you pass for it, Derek?
I did. 49 out of 65.
All right, give me luck. Moxie times 10.
What, Moxie times 10?
Yeah, full Moxie.
You found the golden plot.
No.
Okay. Wait, who's in Biomorphs?
I am.
Will, Ryan, and Ed. And Meyer. All right, each of you roll. Roll.
Roll. It's who you roll.
Right.
I pass.
The four of you, yes.
Again?
Yep.
I pass.
Critical. 60
out of 60.
55.
3 out of 65. All right,
they critically fail. They got an 88.
Nice.
So you see Derek run out of the swarm, and then he starts patting himself off and kills the bugs that were stuck to him. And the flies swarm around the tree for a few minutes and then just start to drop dead.
So that was an awful thing.
I dodged the fuck out of them.
It could have been worse.
That could have been awesome to use because when we were being attacked, you're just throwing the fruit at them and all the bugs would harass them and not us.
There's no more fruit.
But we wouldn't have known about that.
Nope, no more fruit.
God damn it, Dalton, you stupid, fucking, terrible robot who just kills us and you're useless and no one likes you.
Hey, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
Gavin, I thought you were a people person.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that might have been a little harsh.
Okay.
Well, remind me never to shop here again.
Gavin, that was rude. Apologize right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll admire for a second.
In typical film, in typical Urge to Kill film type fashion, I close my eyes for a second, which I don't have eyes, so you can't see anyway. And in my internal monologue, I grab Gavin by the fucking neck and I tear his axe beak right off his head and shove it up his ass.
But then I come off your head and throwing it at your body.
But since you can't see me smile, you don't know what's going on at that one time.
The Green Acres theme playing in the background.
Tattoo.
Tattoo.
Okay, make me a perception check. Minus 20.
Oh.
Nice. Ah. I pass.
Where'd that go?
99. Don't move your arm, or she'll elbow me.
39.
All right. Oh, thank you. It bounced off my foot. All right, we got it.
8 out of 40.
Alright. What am I doing? Perception? I'm really good. I'm 23 out of 55.
Who else passed? Minus 20, yeah.
Yeah.
Meyer, anyone else?
No.
Okay, so as you guys are walking away from that horrible tree, you go a little while and you see in front of you the ground is sort of moving.
Sandworms!
Like there's something moving. Not huge, like small, but there's something
graboids
moving under the ground.
Tremors.
Tremors.
They're not coming towards you. It's like it's in one area. Like it's
they could be either sandworms from Beetlejuice or graboids.
Or the sandworms from Dune.
Oh, I don't want Dune.
If I was going with someone, I would go with Dune.
I don't like those.
Bless the baker, bless his coming and his going. He
Kevin Bacon.
Cleanse the world.
Stampede!
Doc reacts as Doc would react.
He runs away?
Yeah, okay. Gavin pointed this out to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to say let's stay away from this area.
You can avoid it now that you notice it.
All right, good.
It's a tree!
Hey, Amir, you should go for it.
No.
Okay.
Amir, what's that
especially
over there?
I push Amir into two.
Amir walks over and all of a sudden a spot erupts out of the ground.
Welcome, let me take you home! It's a tree.
I wasn't playing Gavin, I was playing me. Meyer jumped into Gavin's body and started talking to Dolph.
Wow, that's weird. Alright, so number three.
The bowl.
It's a tree.
Here's $1 million.
Alright, Gavin, just Dolph says some random guy just grabbed you, he probably just killed him, right?
Alright, so you keep walking. Again, this is a horrible place. It's just a dust bowl.
So we just ran away?
Yeah, ran away.
Pretty much probably you ran decision. Away, everybody else followed you.
Make me another perception check. I pulled this down.
I could have probably been a good idea.
It was definitely
49. 49.
Four
out of 50.
Yeah. Regular?
No, I didn't
Four
it again.
Made it exactly.
Critical. 33.
All right. I guess James has his hand up because he passed.
Yes.
All right, so everyone but Chris.
Yay!
You see, through the haze of the heat, you see something shiny
Dalton
coming towards
really
you.
Well.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And
Dalton sees him.
Dalton, it's multiple things. They look like sort of dots on the horizon.
Okay.
And Dalton, as you're looking at them, you know, you've watched a lot of old West movies. They kind of look like metal tumbleweeds. And they're just sort of bouncing on the breeze.
Like James.
Coming towards
you.
Yeah, they're going to disassemble us as they bounce past us. I'll bet.
And they keep getting closer.
Run away to four.
Run!
Make prey checks.
Four. I can run fast. I did it.
I fail.
Did it. 41 out of 65.
2 out of 30.
60.
Yeah.
40 out of 55. 65. I'm good.
All right, so Ed... Oof. Ed, you kind of get distracted. Everyone goes, run! And you go, what? And you turn around, and one of them hits you and just sort of hits you and then just sort of slows down as it dissolves one of your roots. And you take 8 damage.
Hey, you were right.
I got that one from the forums. And Ryan,
Metal Tumbleweed.
I don't even know that, but... It's like the opening of the Big Lebowski with blood and screaming and stumbling nanomachines.
Can't believe you cheat like that, Lucas. No one likes you. Everyone
I actually
you.
Didn't use a lot of stuff from that threat.
I hope you
so.
Die.
All right. So, and then they just keep bouncing away.
That was my error, not again.
All right. To
right.
Four.
So that's the danger that we know
Don't
about
Don't touch those.
Couldn't have told you that one, Doc.
Okay. As you're walking, you like I said, you're just sort of wandering through this desert with no real direction. And
I can imagine the line that we're making is just like all like zigzags.
I'm sick of being a plant. I miss my feathers.
Oh no, wait. I got feathers.
Shut up, Groundy.
And you see, as you're walking, you see there's a hole in the ground in front of you.
Oh no.
Like something dug in.
At four?
It could be a bunker that has supplies.
Well, no, it's not covered. As you get closer, make infiltration checks.
Oh, boy.
Infiltration.
18 out of...
I'm going to say I failed. I can't even find infiltration.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah,
73
out of 60.
Made that one.
No. 11 out of 30.
My infiltration is terrible.
30 out of 30.
I'm a giant robot morph, okay? I'm going to have to be very good infiltrated.
I don't have my chameleon skin, so I don't get ridiculous bonuses.
Wait, so who passed?
I failed.
I passed.
Okay. So, Dalton and Amir and Chris walk over to the edge of the lip. And you see it's sort of a circle.
And it's a Sarlacc pit.
It's something, it's dug down, it's not too deep, it's maybe like 15 feet deep. And as you walk, your feet knock some rocks off the edge and send it tumbling down, and you hit the sleeping T-Rex at the bottom.
That's good.
And then it wakes up.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well. All right. They can handle it.
Is that a fucking dinosaur?
Roll initiative.
T-Rex has feathers.
Hey. Oh, God. Sleeping T-Rex.
What about me with 11?
Does not have feathers.
I critically succeeded.
Yeah, no, you're... You didn't wake it up. Oh, they did.
All right. See me.
That would be 18.
It stands up and roars.
All right. Oh, 19.
Well, I'm just going to back off. Though.
Yeah. Well, it's coming out towards you. There's 18. Nowhere to hide.
And I don't think we're going to be able to outrun this thing, so...
All right. It's going at 12.
I critically succeeded that.
Initiative. You can't critically succeed.
Well, I got as high as I can go. It's 18.
All right, so
my diamond axe hits the same as my kinetic SMG.
12. Derek?
That would be 18.
I've been working on my will.
James?
15.
No.
I liked it.
Meyer?
I got, what was it? Got 12.
Chris?
19.
Brian?
I'm at 13.
And Will?
18.
13, right.
18.
Okay, it is going at 12.
Why
so,
say that twice?
There is a T-Rex.
We have a T-Rex.
And it is coming out towards you, roaring. It looks rather angry because someone disturbed its nest.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
It has feathers.
So,
yeah,
we're going to jump in the
Jeep. Weakest of the bunch.
Jean Grey.
Chris, you're up first.
All right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stand there going...
It's fake. Yeah. I want to try doing that, that thing where I turn into, like, wires or whatever and whip around.
Okay. Give me some time.
Oh, I'm a plant.
Two. It'll be your turn this
they
time.
Care
be
Ed, squirt the T-Rex in the face so it'll fly into a murderous 30. Frenzy.
Maybe I'll get
it.
Oh, no, I'm a sheep.
Yeah, 22.
Oh, go.
Critical
I'm
success.
Sorry.
Just because it's
yes.
Okay, and then in that case, you can take an action this turn. I'm gonna say your action is going to be at zero, though.
Okay.
So you're going to spend most of the turn forming yourself, and then after everyone else goes, you can actually attack.
All right.
Turn into a goat.
Or maybe dodge if I have to.
Yeah, okay, but
yep.
if I pollen it, it's going to attack
Wait
the closest
second.
Thing.
I know, that's why
it's
I
already doing that.
Through.
Was Jurassic Park, do we know about Jurassic Park?
I'm going to go.
You have Old Earth history.
Do you believe Jurassic Park
I
1 or Jurassic Park 2?
Pop culture
two
or
three.
Anything like, any historical?
Glitterati?
What?
Glitterati.
No,
Glitterati.
Not Glitterati.
No, hyper.
Then you've never heard of Jurassic Park.
Damn it. Black market.
Will and Derek and... Oh, I wrote Will twice.
Will and Derek and Will.
That's because Will critted and he gets to go twice,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
no.
Awesome.
Will and Derek, what you doing?
just want to make sure I wrote this down. So basically, I'm hitting the same amount of damage with my axe as I am with my gun. It
I
seems
so,
like
yes.
It's 2d10 plus 3.
But your axe doesn't run out of ammo.
Exactly. So I'm going to... we're going to go Tin Woodsman style.
You're going to ask him a question?
You can hit things from much further away with the gun than with the axe.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's big and he's right here. Why not take the shot while I have it?
He's got a point.
Okay. So, I'm going to swing my my axe Paul Bunyan style.
I have very
okay.
tiny arms.
That's right.
Feathers,
what's the T-Rex going at?
12.
That was a good one. Really cool. We just stood still and just ran right from you.
All right, that's it.
Oh,
no,
that's
no,
true.
That's,
oh,
we don't know
blades.
That.
Blades. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got to roll a 10.
Well, no. No, you roll...
You got plus 5.
Let me see. Your base blades is Psalm, so your base is 20.
Okay, so
plus the five.
I'm
well, plus 10 because you have a more.
Jurassic
oh, no,
Park.
No, yeah. That the morphonus is that Psalm. So you're rolling against 25.
Oh, 25. Okay.
My kids are gonna.
Well, better than nothing at this point. Let's give it a shot. And 16 will do it.
All right, that does not beat its 27 prey, though.
Oh, well.
So you
kids,
run up,
kids,
and it steps out to the side,
kids,
and you miss.
Kids,
as you're running up, it just kind of lifts its leg over you to go after her and the people behind her.
That's fair.
Right. Will, what you
Why
doing?
Don't those dinosaurs have feathers? Dinosaurs have feathers.
Mm.
apparently. I'm not okay with that. First,
I feel like because of the size of the T-Rex, its spray means it just Derek hit an armored section of the T-Rex's leg, because I really don't think he could miss.
I'm not okay with dinosaurs having feathers. I'm not okay with Pluto not being a planet anymore. I'm not okay with Pink not being a real thing anymore other than an illusion.
Well, there are bonuses to checks.
It's not a real color. It's just an
illusion. Yes, absolutely.
It's not a real thing.
Yeah, it's not a real thing that we see.
So if you want to...
Like, it's not a description.
I'm aiming at a giant object.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it would be plus 20.
It is real.
Like, I'm going to go with diamond.
For what?
For my pistol.
How much ammo do you have left?
That's not a planet.
Well, I figured I picked up my ammo from the other Amir.
No, you just picked up
their
gun.
Defining it, that's why.
You didn't spawn with a new gun.
So no
right, I picked up his gun.
Like, oh,
right.
That's a planet.
How much ammo did
they
give
wait,
me? 16.
Look, it's one of those things.
And you used two shots against the
spiders.
You used one shot against the spiders.
Well, just because I got like
14.
Like,
okay, so if you go full auto,
it's not real
it's 10.
Sure. This dinosaur fossil has feathers.
Okay.
They'll leave you with four bullets. You can do it. But you don't have any more ammo.
I have four balls up there. I still have four shots.
A little,
it's up to you.
And I could also have my viral blades.
As a kid, she would want
yeah, I'm going to go full auto.
Full auto for damage?
Did it turn you on when she was sitting in the
roll
thing
it.
Screaming while she was holding
20.
The thing? Yeah. Okay. I like how she knows what was the...
21.
All right, you beat its spray. So roll for damage. And mark off 10 bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking T-Rex. There. A visual map of what's going on.
I need how many dice is that?
There's the moving sand. And there's the
six dice.
And the T-Rex.
You
it's
so far this has not been a good attempt.
When she
went
auto to
jello?
Well, that means that there's only two spaces left. One of them has to be a cash.
So it's five.
So we have a 50-50 chance of finding it next.
We don't. We assume
fuck that dinosaur
chance.
Up, Will.
Will, fuck the dinosaur. Make love to it.
Four,
seduce it with your spider, your pheromones.
Spray it in the eyes with your web.
Yeah.
14.
Spray
19.
Spray
19.
It in the
what's
eyes
the armor? It. What's the AP on your gun?
There's one.
Do a spider bukkake.
What kind of gun?
Spider bukkake.
Yeah.
Wait, we'll take his web and we'll make
a
tripwire out of it.
Okay.
So when it goes to run past us, we'll just trip
so
it.
So 19, Will?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all stand around in a circle and jerk off on the dinosaur.
We'll get his web everywhere.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a circle.
We diamond jerk it.
Okay, Will, you shoot it. It roars very angry.
Motherfucker shot me.
First you wake me up, then you shoot me. Come on,
bitch.
I just wanted to wake up and yell at you guys for disturbing my nap, but you're shooting me.
This is the don't wake daddy one.
That's right.
So James, you're up next.
Alright, I'm gonna
get up for work.
I'm gonna hide in the outhouse and pretend to poop.
Okay. Wait, so what are you actually gonna do?
I'm gonna
flare in the air and run away.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess I'll,
I'm gonna be taking care
of full auto and shoot it with the shotgun.
Full auto?
With the dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get plus, are you going for damage or to hit?
I gotta go for damage.
Well, alright, so you get plus 20 to hit because it's a big target.
Okay.
Okay, let's watch
the movie
in 3D now, guys.
22.
3D. Okay, and you beat its 20 frags.
Nice.
So roll damage. Take, you want full auto? So take 10 damage.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember when I called Will at Blockbuster?
And you get plus, and it's armor defeated. And you get plus 3D10.
Wait,
what
did you... Can you tell him after we're done?
Yeah.
Do it, James.
If we just
22.
That
would
work.
Oh. How much?
22.
Okay.
They described Jurassic Park to me on the phone, but they kept calling it.
It screams even louder than before. It is. Did you take 10 damage?
Oh, yeah.
Over the dinosaur.
It's bleeding from bullet holes.
How did you not know their voices?
And Meyer.
Ed was using a good disguise voice. I never heard
the
voice
and
before.
And the T-Rex are all going. So what do you guys do?
Oh, wait, you skipped me.
Yeah, you skipped Ryan.
No, I mean, Ryan, what are you doing?
I'm
no.
Well, how does this thing
go
look?
Go fish.
Are we just pissing it off, or...?
No, it's hurt. Like, you can see it's bleeding.
Right.
It also looks very angry.
All right.
What? There's blood?
I think this is going to waste the rest of my clip, but I'm going to go full auto and full auto for damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a quick action to aim.
Great.
So that gives me plus 10, because it's minus 10 for the quick action to aim.
Well, no, it's plus 10. Plus, aiming gives you plus 10.
This is the second role-playing game of playing a dinosaur.
Oh, no, I was doing the quick action to make it armor defeat.
Oh, right, okay. So, that would be minus 10, but you roll a plus 10.
It's at a plus 20, so I'm rolling.
Yeah, so you roll a plus 10.
What game was that? All right. It was Alex's game. I got a Velociraptor Club from it.
Yeah.
Which one?
My old mage game.
The one where I was the priest guy?
65.
No. Yes.
Yes?
45 out of 65.
All right, you beat its prey, so roll for damage. It's armor defeating.
We were in Australia.
So that's 2d10 plus
3d10. I met the doctor on a crazy adventure. Yeah. Got an alien girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember the alien girlfriend.
I played a crazy knight.
I don't remember that. Eric was
35.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. He saw everything in black.
Okay.
And white. Yeah.
Yeah, he got a bunch of
ten ammo. Mark off 10 ammo.
I think that's it for my clip.
Okay. So, but, Ryan, you hit it, like, right in the
Will
face.
Was a carpenter.
And it screams carpenter. Bloody murder. And it definitely is not looking good.
Ryan Will's weapons were a hammer and a nail gun.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So now, first Meyer, what are you doing?
No, that's a fantastic character, Will.
I am going to freeze and hope it thinks I'm just complaining.
Okay.
That's right, we crucified a guy.
Make me a infiltration check.
Oh, man.
It is going to attack you, Ryan, because you just very much...
Can I make it deception?
Sure.
I'm going to go hit it with my beak face.
Okay. Do you want to make the free running check
first?
Ooh.
Yes.
11 out of 70.
All right, Ed, you go... And it's 40 not looking 40. At you. You think it works.
I made it.
40 for free running?
I don't think it was looking right, at you so to begin roll, with. So you could have probably advantage. Attacked it. It's probably going to go after me or Will.
I fray at fault.
Well, actually, it's going to go at the right time because he shot it in the face.
I'm a plant.
I'm going to spend my last moxie to flip that.
Well, not
you mean that moxie 17. Just came back?
All right, it failed.
Oh, do I have to spend my moxie then?
You already spent it.
Moxie to... Alright.
Well, it roars and, like, goes down to bite you.
Well, Lucas's eyes go wide and he just...
You don't have eyes.
Oh, that's right.
He holds
Lucas's
up
ears go wide.
He holds up his sign and says,
mother. His ears, like, droop down the back of his head like a dog.
Yeah. It's making enough noise that you can see it very easily.
Lucas holds up a sign that says, mother.
Yeah.
You jump out of the way, and its jaws slam down on where you just were.
So it got a mouthful of dirt, so it's going to have to spend the next turn clearing its mouth
well,
out.
Well, no,
right?
I mean, not
he
dirt.
He just holds
like
up the sign that says, yeah, and he goes, meep, meep.
What'd you get, Meyer?
Wait, what am I rolling?
Blades to hit it.
Oh. I'm going to mossy up this. It's a pass. I did it.
All right. Roll for damage.
Yep. That's 21.
All right. You kill it.
You
run by, Meyer. And you just sort of sink your beak in as you're running and just sort of slice its stomach open. And T-Rex guts just fall out.
Wait, how big is this thing that he's able to reach its guts?
Well, he hits
he's
it.
Terrible.
He can
fly.
He's big, too. He can't fly.
I'm 7 foot tall.
Oh, he can't fly?
No. He's like an ostrich.
Oh, I figured like he hit its Achilles heel.
I got the wrong bird.
And he just ran past.
I was 7 foot tall.
Yeah, but its mouth was down, so he hit it well.
Oh, yeah, he could have got
it. So maybe he hit its Achilles heel and then it fell and then he...
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was
saying. And it's dead. Either way, it's dead.
Regardless.
And it screams as it dies and just blood and guts just spill out onto the sand.
Let's collect some of this blood for later.
Like one of those cinematic kills in...
Ooh.
In Skyrim,
where you just jump on a tank.
Where am I at, speaking of blood?
You are at...
I want to show off my...
That was my guess.
I want to do a bird dance.
Is anyone else picturing that ostrich from the Donald Duck cartoon?
You just killed your ancestor. Congratulations.
And the doc goes, I find that racist.
You see?
Doesn't have feathers, but then you just said he killed his own ancestor.
Well, then
make up your mind, Will. T-Rex had feathers.
No, did not.
Yes, it did.
This T-Rex did not.
It's not a T-Rex.
This approximation of a T-Rex did not.
Oh. How do you know for a fact that a T-Rex didn't have
pyro? I refuse to believe it.
Any reptiles.
Okay, so you're just right then.
Yep.
At least okay. He admits it. All right, yeah, so you guys just killed a T-Rex. Congratulations.
I want to search this hole.
Okay,
I want to search its hole that it was sleeping in.
More cool.
Lucas, Lucas stands over the body of the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Cinco!
Birds are assholes.
Wait, take the dinosaur blood. Then you
take dinosaur blood first.
What are you going to put it in?
The vase.
What are you doing with the old blood?
Dump it.
Dump it. We already used it.
All right.
Why
don't you just fill it up?
Because we don't know if that blood mixing would cause a problem, or if we might not be able to use the same blood twice.
Well, what if the T-Rex blood doesn't work at all?
Then we can.
Well, then we're fucked because
either way.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Either way, we'll
okay.
I tear a pant leg off of Lewis's pants. And we just soak the blood in the pant leg.
Wait, whose pants?
There's plenty of blood.
Lucas has pants, right?
Got those pants.
Just cut out the pocket. Just suck up the pocket.
Just tear a leg off the pants.
Well,
and soak
I'll tell
the
you. I mean, you don't. So you have 6 hours left. You don't have anywhere to keep that where it's not going to dry.
It's like
out.
It's like leaking
okay.
blood. We can just put it in there.
And we are also in the desert, so it's very hot.
Right.
It's like leaking blood.
Worst comes to worst, one of us. We don't have to pour in that much blood.
Right.
As I said, I'll go first, then Amir, then Gavin.
All right, so we'll fill it up with that.
Derek transforms like a giant T-Rex.
So you dump out the blood and fill it up with T-Rex blood.
All right.
We have a vase full of dinosaurs.
I have to say, Gavin, that was pretty impressive.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to remember any of this, but that was the coolest thing I've ever done.
We just want a dinosaur.
Don't worry, I'll remember.
Sorry, Chris.
You make a good bird.
All right. Thank you.
I'm just happy I was able to become solid.
Oh, shut up. Usually I fail at that.
Yeah.
Cinco!
All right,
if I had eyes, I would wink at
the dos.
All right, so moving on to number 5. You come across an oasis in the desert.
Yay!
It's almost like a stereotype. There's a small pool of water, maybe like 8 feet across, and a single palm tree, and a little bit of grass growing around it.
This is either going to be the best idea or the worst idea.
Any animal skulls?
Nope.
That's good.
Any dead plants?
I'm gonna root in the.
Seven. You can heal back 2 damage. And 1 stress.
Yeah, I'm gonna root in it too.
Root and tune in.
Doesn't work for you.
I just drew some root like.
Are we thirsty?
You're actually kind of thirsty.
Alright, in that case, you know what? I don't see any bleached skulls or dead plants.
Oh, come in, guys. The water's fine.
Alright.
It's nice.
Take a drink.
Yeah, you all heal back 1 stress.
Pictograph.
Except.
Yeah!
It's alright.
You're almost back.
You all splash around in the water.
I splash her under the water and start severing other people's legs.
Yes, Chris kills you all.
We start having one of those.
I'm made of razor wire.
And kicks water at Ryan and Alana.
We start having one of those stereotypical 90s sitcom openings where we just have a fight in the water.
You mean just the Friends opening?
What a day for a daydream.
Yeah.
Number six.
Okay, number 6. You could go ahead and flip that piece of paper over.
Okay.
Wait, there was something. What the?
Number 6
okay.
is. Where did I put it? Okay, number 6 is, yeah. That's the entrance. So you guys walk and you actually come across something in the desert.
What the?
You see wall made of wood. It's like wooden logs spaced. That doesn't do a good job of showing it, but it's like an old fashioned wall of just, you know, pointed logs.
Like a fort.
Yeah, well, no, it's a wall.
Okay.
And there's where you come up is a gate. And there are 2 guys standing in front with spears. Like old-fashioned rock-on-a-stick spears.
Mm. Hey, buddies.
So what's over there?
Gavin, no one needs to leave the room until I come back.
Why don't you go check it out?
I'm covered in blood.
Right. No one needs to leave the room, especially you.
I'm on the Spotify cleaning up, so I'm just a dinosaur
you.
Blood.
Yeah. Anyone else? No, just me.
You probably contaminated the oasis with the...
Yeah, it was kind of dirty when you guys left.
I forgot. I was before.
Dalton, you are down to 5.
First we drink, then we bathe.
Just pump pencils.
What's over there?
You're asking the guys?
Yeah.
This is our village. Who are you?
We just killed...
Weary travelers. Very weary.
Listen, we are heroes. I mean, we saw a dinosaur that probably was plaguing your village. We killed it.
As you tell by my body, I'm covered in it.
You're one of the oasis.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I killed it.
Do you have any proof?
Well, we can take
wait, we have a vase of its blood. Way. We have a vase full of its blood.
I'm a... The one of the guards turns around and yells through the gates. Go get... I didn't even think of what she was called. Go get the leader! Mm-hmm. And you see someone inside runs off. And
The leader.
They're wearing like animal skins. Like it looks like a very primitive village.
No, again.
And a minute later, a woman comes out. She looks to be in her 40s-ish. Again, wearing animal skins. She goes, can I help you?
I don't like her.
Yes, we're very weary travelers.
We took care of your dinosaur problem.
We've been going through the desert and we took care of your dinosaur problem.
Oh my.
And we're looking for...
I didn't even know we had a dinosaur.
Some rest from our journey.
Not my dinosaur.
Before I can allow you into our village, you must swear to me that you intend us no harm.
Yeah, no. I don't have...
As long as you don't try to harm us.
We only harm those who attempt harm on us first.
Right.
Travelers are safe within our walls so long as they abide by our laws.
What are your laws?
Can we have some
don't harm
salt?
Anyone.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like an easy law to follow.
I can follow that.
I mean, wait, with this group? Are you fucking kidding me?
You can't talk.
That sounds like the sort of thing we're going to fuck up in about.
As she opens the gates, I shoot one of her guards.
Guys on the inside, like, lift up the gates and swing them open, and they let you in.
Meyer trips, and his face embeds in one of the guard's skulls.
What do you call this joint?
Joint? What is this word?
We call the city.
I came up with all these ideas for the village and have to give it a name.
We call the village the village.
And I shovel off?
We call it desert.
And I shovel off a ding dong?
We call it Titania.
Titania? Ooh.
Carf. Oh, great. They must worship the god Titania.
That was or ever will be. That doesn't sound like you just made it up on the spot.
No.
What's the queen's name?
Titania. Oh, she says, I am Michelle.
I am Titania.
Michelle. Michelle.
I am the leader of the village.
I am
give
the
me
village.
Perception checks.
Perception.
46
out of 50. I made it.
20 out of 50.
That's a big
4. Okay. Everyone who passed,
I'm
you see.
Coolest.
All right, well, you're still thinking,
wow, she looks good in those skins.
Like I said, she's about 40, and you can tell because she actually has gray in her hair.
Okay.
As you walk into the village, there are kids playing. Actual kids. You haven't seen kids since the fall.
Wow.
There are old people, like,
eight.
Old, like, gray hair, wrinkled, hunched over. There are people, you see people, one person is working some sort of kiln with pottery. There are people, they're doing work, weaving, collecting, like, food into baskets.
I'm gonna ask Michelle.
No, you have never seen someone who's old. Neither has Ed, neither has Dalton.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask Michelle.
Well, we saw that old guy
on the mining place.
He's like as old as this woman though. Like these people are like grandparents.
Yeah. They're aging.
I'm gonna ask Michelle.
What's that?
What
the hell is wrong with those people?
Michelle, you
they're getting old.
Are you all people who have been taken during the fall?
The fall. Oh. you mean taken from where?
Earth.
Earth. Oh, no, no. Our ancestors came from Earth.
Ancestors.
Yes. You see, our ancestors, many hundreds of years ago, were on a planet called Earth.
Yeah.
Until they were saved by our gods. And
the Titans.
Yes.
Oh,
you know
it.
Okay.
I just asked. I said it. I said it.
Okay.
They were saved from the war and the famine of Earth, and they were brought here. And it was a hard life.
Lucky them, right?
Yes, we have everything we need here.
Looks like it.
Everyone make me an idea check
here.
Idea.
Ooh, that is
a
will
times
no
cog. 18 out of 45.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Who passed? Anyone got a crit?
No.
Okay.
I got a 45. I was one off.
So you guys have a few ideas about this. Like she's saying, they have been here for generations. And obviously, I'm going to say you all are going to be D4.
That already talked about me, but that's odd.
Yes.
Yeah. Could be accelerated simul space.
Yeah.
Which one of you is number two?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, let's start with Will 1. I'll be
no,
two.
Will failed.
Will failed, okay.
Well, I'll fail. Me then.
All right, so Chris. Yeah, Chris. All right, so the three of you, yeah. Not Chris, think that the most obvious explanation is that... Oh, you passed?
Yeah, 18 out of 4. I raised my hand.
All right, so then it's Ryan. Okay, so then Will, Chris, Meyer, and James. The most obvious explanation would be that they were taken in the fall and had their memories altered. And then plopped here to make them think that they were, they, you know, they've been, you know, this village has been here for hundreds of years. Right. Will, you come up with the real explanation.
I mean Ryan.
Ryan, yes. And you know what's so funny? When I was thinking about this, I was really hoping Ryan was going to come up with it. So.
Oh, God, it's going to give him a flashback, isn't it?
No. Ryan, you get a really crazy idea.
Okay.
What if they're right?
And they actually have been here for...
What if, you know, their ancestors were uplifted during the fall and put into some crazy accelerated simul space and were living here and had kids... And after a few generations, the Titans plucked them out and dropped them down at a recreation of the village and the city.
I'm still not convinced that this whole place is in a simul space.
So now make me a stress test, Ryan. Because when that dawns on you, you realize then that...
I made it 19 out of 45.
All right, so take one stress. Because then you realize that if that's true, this person you're talking to was never actually born. She was a simulation, born of a simulation, inside in the simul space, and then sleeved into a body.
We need to get the hell out of here.
So what the hell is? I mean, is she a person? Does she have a soul? It's the most bizarre and one of the most terrifying things I've ever had to think of.
Yes, well, Michelle, we're just looking for a quick bite to eat and maybe some water and.
Oh, absolutely.
Then we'll be on our merry.
I don't think there's anything here that can repair me, is there?
Unfortunately not. We don't have many...
I say, actually, if you don't mind, I think maybe we should press on. We have a very, very important...
Tight schedule.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm kind of curious about this place. I'd love to ask Michelle some more questions about this.
Sure, make me confused, sure.
That's 35 out of 50, just to pick up on...
Yeah, Ryan's freaked out about something. You don't know what, but he's freaked out.
Well, to be fair, Gavin, he is the leader. I think that his word does go.
Yeah, we split before. We can split right now.
We'd be happy to share our food with you. We had a plentiful harvest this season.
What do you grow?
It's a tuber that's native to the area. We call it the Uzu.
A while back, we saw like the sand shifting. Do you have anything? You know anything about those?
Yes, those would be the sand snakes.
No,
I'm sorry, the dust snakes. Yes, try to stay away from their nests. They're particularly nasty if you disturb them.
Okay.
So it was also hit by a tumbleweed.
Yes. Well, the desert is not without its dangers. But I'll see if our medic... Oh, not a medic.
Botanist?
Yes. Our healer. That's the word I was looking for.
I would say botanist would be a little bit more.
Something, but I'm afraid we've never really had anyone quite like you in our village before.
Understandable.
So the Titans have protected guys and, you know...
Well, they gave our ancestors everything they needed, and... It was not without its trials and tribulations, but we are every day trying to prove ourselves, and our lore says that one day they will come to take us home.
But who made the T-Rex and the sand snakes and stuff?
They were here when we arrived.
Oh.
So the gods that you worship, not so much around anymore?
No, but they are watching us.
Yes, well, I feel like
Really, just debates always get heat.
Oh, I'm not debating. I'm curious.
Why don't we just?
We're always happy to share the word.
Have something to eat and then move on. Because
I think that would be best. I get some clothes.
Yes. Our friend here is very exposed.
Yes. Well, she sort of looks you up and down. Will, I don't know exactly what might work, but Our tanner might be able to whip something up. If you want, it's on the way to the long hut. We can stop by.
Do you have any curtains?
No, I'm a... Oh, see. What are curtains?
Meat curtains.
Something that us plants like to use sometimes.
Well, I'm afraid we don't.
Michelle, if you wouldn't mind, I'd just like a minute to talk to all of my compatriots.
Absolutely. I'll wait over here. She walks.
Here we go with the stress.
They worship the Titans. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
You need to tread very carefully here, people.
I would like to tread elsewhere, personally.
Yes. Okay. So, polite retreat?
Yes.
I would like to look around more myself.
Gavin. Gavin.
I look. Gavin, you are the only Gavin. May I remind you?
Yeah. Listen, we can learn more about the Titans from these people.
They don't know anything about the Titans. The Titans just dropped them off and then kind of just watched them.
I'm sure they have more information than we have right now.
They wouldn't know anything. They're the information ancestors of the originals.
I feel like they have less information.
I motion over to somebody who's like roasting a wild animal on his spit. Yeah, I'm sure that guy knows a lot about the Titans.
They don't know the Titans directly. Their ancestors did. And you know how word of mouth things tend to get left out or altered and changed?
Well, besides, we don't even know that these people are people.
Oh my god.
I don't know if people are right on the whole ancestors thing. The fall wasn't that long ago.
Listen, Gavin, I still have continuity with myself. I remember my nice Fury morph back on Mars. And I want to get back to it.
I'm staying here and meeting you.
Human may be a relative concept, but it's not for me. Because I'm human and I'm going to fight to stay human again.
Alright. Well, I'll meet up with you later on. I'm sticking around.
Suit yourself.
Gavin is staying. Is anyone staying with him?
No.
Hell no.
I'm not.
Here, this is a glimpse inside the mute metal brain of my of guy. Yeah, agrarian society, big metal guy. I don't think I'm going to hang out here very long.
Sorry, Gavin.
He's technically like a Titan swarm, and he kind of looks like a Titan.
Hey, maybe they think I'm
you
a
don't
guy.
Know what a Titan looks like. Titan's right. Technically it's a computer program.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
They can all
worship
as well.
Me. Build
ignore me.
Ignore me.
All right. So everyone but Gavin is leaving.
Oh, great.
So what are our thoughts? Are we going
yes,
to seven?
Ignore me.
Alright, well, give me a second. So Michelle comes back over. Have you made a decision?
Yes, I think that the rest of us are going to say thank you for your hospitality, accepting us in, but we have pressing business elsewhere.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
wait a moment.
We're on a tight time
Steven,
schedule.
Bring me some water skins. A guy comes back later with three skins filled with liquid. At least take these. The desert can be treacherous.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for your hospitality.
No, and if you need anything, we're here.
You've got such a lovely city. I feel better already.
You got such lovely skins.
I think I'm gonna stick around if you don't mind, maybe learning more about your people and
No, we'd be more than happy to have you stay.
Nice.
Or however long you desire.
Well,
friends, you are always welcome in our city or village.
Well, we may run into trouble, so we may have to come here to hide. If that wouldn't be a problem,
none at all. Okay, so you guys leave,
and
then there is a dawn, and it turns to night, and they close the gates behind you.
Hey guys,
we're going to start with Gavin. So. We are going to eat soon. Would you care to join us?
Yeah, sure.
I hope our food might be palatable for you. The cook tonight prepared a sort of stew made from the ouzu. It's more of a soup, really.
Ouzu soup.
Ouzu. Well, I'm not a picky eater, so come on, right?
Oh, thank you. All right, so she leads you to in the center of the building. I don't think it's on the map, but right. there is a large, long hut, and inside there's a bunch of long tables, and everyone's sitting down. You know, they have bowls carved out of wood. They're going up to a large pot. Everyone's getting the soup spooned into it. You see, it's reddish, and you can see as you get closer that there are chunks of some sort of red. Almost looks like a red potato, kind of.
I'm not drinking the water.
And a little kid walks up and says, "Please, sir, can I have some?"
Like almost kind of like a beet.
Yeah.
Like a blood red beet. So the soup is very reddish.
Sounds good.
And Michelle holds a bowl for you because obviously.
I will drop the beet only once.
People are looking at you and giving you odd looks because you're a giant bird.
Yeah.
But you're with Michelle, so no one really says anything. Bird.
Don't worry, boys. He's aight.
Yeah. He's cool, man. He's cool.
I got you can explain that you're not really a bird.
I'm not going to do that.
She, you know, leads you to a table and puts the bowl down next to where she's sitting.
Yeah.
Just hang loose, bird.
So, you said your ancestors came from Europe?
Yes, our ancestors came approximately 300 years ago.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. So I'm curious about
that. We're recording. Do you have to empty the dishwasher right now?
Sorry, I'm not emptying the whole dishwasher. I'm just putting one thing away.
I'm just curious about your...
Yes, he must.
About your titans. And
mm-hmm. Your titans.
Titans. What about them?
Everything, to be honest.
That's quite a broad subject. But,
where do we start?
They were born on the planet Earth along with our ancestors.
Oh, okay.
But the Titans realized that the planet was not suitable, and that humankind had destroyed it and ravaged the beauty that was created there. Mm. So they took a select few, our ancestors, and brought them here. And it's not perfect,
no.
But we are thankful every day for the gifts the Titans have given us. They gave us enough to survive. And we try to prove to them that we are worthy of a more beautiful place. And every day we hope that they're going to return. We know one day they will. And we hope that one day they're going to return to bring us to that better place.
You going to tell them that there's more than one side to this freaking place that they're living on, and that there's an elevator all the way over there that they could use to get to other sides and see the other horrors, like the museum?
So do you start eating?
Yeah, I'll have some.
I have a bad feeling about that.
Oh, boy.
It's not bad. Meyer, you were on Earth during the fall.
Yes.
So make me a memory check, cog times 3.
Okay. I did it.
Okay.
Can you save against tripping balls?
God presses Y. The rest of you guys.
this is epic. The dong happens and the night, you know, the sun goes away, the gate closes, and the second that happens, Lucas just goes, "Well, Gavin's dead."
All right, wait. Let's be fair. He's probably dead. That was either a really, really good decision or a really, really bad decision. Well, see, my thinking here is either they're really the key to this whole thing or they're going to just kill us.
Well, I have to say Gavin knows where we're headed. He can catch up with us later.
Fan fest.
We can't really afford to stick around here. Let's head on over to...
Seven.
Yeah,
Gavin's a good tennis
player. He might see himself alive all night.
Eight's in the village, but...
Eight's in the village. But 7 and 9 and 10 are outside.
Well, let's explore a little more out here.
7 is outside, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seven, 9, and 10 are outside. It's just 8's inside.
If Gavin survives, he can fill us in later.
All right, so where are you going?
About which end you're going.
7.
7?
Well,
okay.
Why don't we hit 9 or 10 first?
Well, there is no 9 or 10. Like, you don't have a map. That's just for you guys' as reference. Your character.
It's just like where we wander.
So we wander towards this side.
It just doesn't seem so plausible to me that we would walk past 10 to 7.
Yeah, so no, let's go to 10 then.
All right, so everyone make me perception checks at minus 20. Not you, Ryan.
Nope.
No, you make a perception check, not minus 20.
Sweet.
27 out of something.
Oh my god.
55
out of 75.
Yeah,
that.
You guys see, you know, it's dark, so it's hard to see, but you see low cacti on the ground. They only come up a few, they're like bulbous, but they only come up a few inches.
Ah, hello, brother.
They talk back.
Hello. Eat me. Go fuck yourself. Stupid walking plant.
There's a few dozen of
I'd turn back if I was you.
All right, I guess I'll go over closer and inspect them.
I poke on with a stick.
You don't have a stick?
You poke on with a shotgun.
Make a stick out of the
cut
stick.
Cut it open with your vibroblade.
I'd like to make a stick.
Okay, give me some times three.
Okay.
To try to rearrange the molecules of the dirt.
97. I did
no
not
stick.
Make a stick.
I'd like make to a giant stick my slab. Roots in the ground and try to find the cactus roots.
You can't really control your roots in the ground, and you just kind of burrow them into the ground. Like, you can't move them underground.
He's playing Rootsy.
Hey, stop playing Rootsy with me.
Ruro.
Cut it open.
Who has the vibroblade?
I do.
So Amir.
Dalton has a diamond.
This one's up
I do.
I'll poke it.
All right, you poke it.
It screams.
Oh, good. Will, you only take one damage as it explodes.
Good thing I didn't make that stick, huh?
Well, I would have been far away.
You poke it with your vibro blade, and it just goes. It just seems like air is just like compressed inside and just explodes out, and the hard shell of the cactus acts as shrapnel. And some of it hits you.
I figured the spikes in the hard shell act as shrapnel.
Lancing you with 100 small little spines.
Does 1,000 needles.
No, it's 100 needles for this one.
What the hell?
Your phone's dying.
But I turned it off.
Well, we solved the mystery of the cactus. Let's press on.
Now to 7.
Okay.
cactus mines.
Which is
landmine cactus.
Going towards the back.
Yeah, so you guys are sort of hugging the wall.
God bless the cactuses.
That was kind of you, Alex. That was making the cactus explode and then cause hallucinations in the person it hit.
Well, the original thing I stole that from said that the cactus would embed itself into you and then grow you into a new cactus. I didn't do that part.
Yeah. Wow, someone's even worse than me.
Yeah. So, you walk around the side of the village, and out back you come across their fields. And you see a fence, and you can, as you get closer, you can see the tubers that they're talking about, the uzu, growing in long red vines along the ground. Mm. And you can follow back. They come up from a base fruit. And Ryan was there during the fall. Who else was there during the fall?
That's me and Ryan.
I think I was.
Yes.
No. At least
you
yes. know. All right, so the two of you make memory checks. Count times three.
Well, I should have been there.
Yeah. No, you uploaded during.
Yeah, 29 out of 45.
So, James, memory check.
All right, what was that again?
Count times three.
I made it, unfortunately.
71 out of 75.
Amir, I think Amir, you were at, where were you during the fall?
I think he was out in space.
I think he was out, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a Brinker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have been on Earth. Did you pass, James?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so both of you make stress tests.
You were right. I was,
yeah!
I was 2 years from being born.
I passed.
I fail. All
right, James, you take 2 stress.
Oh, good.
Ryan. Oof, I'm going to cut that. You take 6.
All right. That could be a trauma bag.
Yeah, I rolled a 9. So you both remember during the fall, sometimes when you were, you know, while you were running for your lives, there was something the Titans released called they named later on Uzumaki virus, and what it did was when it infected you, you started sprouting and turning into meaty tendrils that would just erupt from your body and spread out in growth like some sort of moss.
This is what's happening to you.
Oh, and
I need to get, I remember to...
That's what they're feeding Gavin.
And then you realize they said they grow the Uzu. That's just what they wound up calling it after 300 years. But, and then you look, and when you see the fruit, you know, the source that it's coming from, it's the remains of a person. They farm themselves.
I see. Oh, my God.
That's their main food source. God presses Y. Gavin, you were there during the call.
Wait, before you press Y, Doc goes, oh, that's what they must eat. Looks pretty delicious.
God presses why.
Lucas vomits.
So, Gavin, you as you're eating, you see that, you see your bowl, and you remember that from during the fall, the Uzumaki virus. And then you realize that's what you're eating. So make a stress test.
That's what we ate?
Is that what we ate?
Stress.
And monkey's brain, so popular in Cantonese cuisine, not often to be found in Washington.
I did it.
Alright, take five stress.
Yep.
Because you realize you're eating people.
Yeah.
Or
see?
The
so then titan is people.
Mutated
told you that.
Remains of people.
It's a tumor.
I'm not a baby, I'm a tumor.
Yeah.
Now, how do people get
well with this?
You said this was the...
only the lucky ones
Uzu
get the virus.
Yes, we cultivated behind, on the opposite side of the wall. Is there something wrong?
No.
She's spooning it and eating it.
I feel like suddenly Gavin's vision turns to just all these close-up shots of mashing teeth.
And just blood-red soup dripping
down people's mouths. He looks over, there's just a child lying on a...
on a finger?
The chef is fooding to someone's bowl. Do you want some more? But not that weird. Everyone's...
That weird to him.
It's like, it's a long haul. Everyone's just chatting and eating. It's... no one's... not strange.
I don't want to be rude. I'm just not... is it delicious? I'm just kind of full right now. I don't think I'm going to finish it.
You'd be more like, I'm a bird.
Yes. Meyer, give me a... why can't I... deception check.
Deception. I know you must eat.
That's your thing, baby.
I did it.
Okay.
You must...
oh, are
you
sure?
Really did it.
Yeah, you know, it's not... it's just... I'm a bird. I don't have a big stomach.
Ah, I see. I wasn't sure if it would be okay for you.
It's okay, but as I said, I ate before and I'm kind of full.
Oh, well, if you'd like, I can show you to a hut where you could spend the night.
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. She says, I'll be right back.
The night vomiting.
And she takes you outside and she leads you to a small circular hut. I'm sorry, the roof is so low. Most of our buildings aren't built for someone of your heights.
Yeah, it's...
it's about 8 feet wide in a circle. Okay. There's like a straw mat.
Yeah. It's all right.
A bucket.
Yeah.
For the pooping.
And the puking.
Yep.
Gavin, instantly.
There's also a small table with a bowl of water. Like a basin for washing your face and stuff.
Oh, you know, I left the oven on.
I left the baby in the bathtub.
I left the baby next to the
baby-killing machine.
Well, I guess I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need anything, just ask anyone.
Okay, thank you.
And there's sort of just like a flap on the door that she lets fall behind her.
And I'm going to puke mice.
Okay.
Are the...
God presses Y again.
Are the tents made of human skin?
No, they're made of wood.
Okay.
Human wood?
Nine!
No, just wood.
Oh.
Nine.
So Lucas just threw up. Wow, I guess you really don't like beets.
Lucas like sits up, wipes the vomit from his it's Uzumaki, Doc. It's
Naruto Uzumaki?
I am a doctor.
It's
give me a memory check. Cock times three. Or medicine, actually. You can do medicine.
Okay.
Well, at this point, we've all noticed that the things are coming out of a corpse, right?
It's not like person shaped. It's the remain. Like if you didn't know it was a corpse,
that's 6 out of 7.
You wouldn't really be able to see.
I'm guessing six out of 60.
What?
6 out of 60.
Okay, yeah, you know what Uzumaki is.
Will check.
Yes.
44 out of 45.
All right, so take one, because then you realize Uzumaki. Holy crap, they're eating people.
Oh, Uzumaki. Holy crap, they're eating people.
Exactly what. That's amazing.
That's exactly what I say.
Silent Green is people. Yeah, but yeah. So you realize that.
Yeah.
You said that aloud, didn't you?
Yes.
Anybody else didn't realize?
Yeah. Now you can all make a stress test if you haven't already.
I feel like Mimi doesn't care too much about that. But was it Will times 3, right?
Yep. You too, Derek.
I shall.
Ooh, 17. I was right. Damien doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but. You see, Chris, for Damien, nope. It's not. Oh my God, they're eating people! It's, oh my God, they're
what?
Eating people?
Wait, what's that? Where the hell is it?
Will times three.
No, Damien.
Will times three.
All right, so you lose
what?
One.
I failed.
All right,
not
and
technically
Will
people.
And Derek take
five. Supposed to be people.
Eight.
So Dalton, Gavin's inside.
Stress.
Yeah, stress.
I'm not people, I'm a bird.
Gavin's inside, and they were going to feed him.
Gavin's inside, and they were going to feed him.
Good. Well, maybe he'll learn a lesson.
Here's the thing. Do we want to go in there and rescue him, and possibly face the wrath of a village full of primitive crazies who have been harvesting corpse vegetables?
How many people did it look like there were?
Probably like 50.
Well, let's go see the other place.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with the crazy over here who says that we warned him. Because we did warn him.
Why is he looking at his old country now?
You did warn.
We
told him not to go in there. He went in there anyway. I mean, that's not a problem.
This you did throw up 100 red flags.
I tell you what.
Brian, are you getting Lucas a little confused with Dan right now?
A little bit.
No, I know what it is. Because the fact that Dalton can't speak right now, there's no cowboy speak going on right now.
Twang.
So someone has to fill that in.
So, anyway, well, one of the locations is inside the thing. So let's go to the one outside, and then we'll go back in, see how he's
maybe.
Doing, check
no,
out the last location.
I don't think
leave.
We're going back in for Gavin.
No.
Till the three
hours. There's
on.
Something to in there.
I'll tell you what I told Davin. Go right ahead. I'm not going.
All right, it's not worth it, my dear.
Not worth it.
Gavin. At least it's concerned Gavin. About Gavin.
If Gavin dies, he'll receive, hopefully.
Hey, Doc, she's concerned about me.
We're not there.
I'm just saying.
When they put Gavin in his new body, we'll tell him you were an asshole and you made a bad decision and you shouldn't do that again.
But there's a thing to explore in there. No?
I'll explore.
I think that's really what Elise is concerned about.
Well,
that's what James is concerned about.
Personally, I'm out of bullets. I have no weapons.
I have nothing but bullets.
I barely have clothing. I'm wearing pants, and that's a good thing for me.
Well, let's go to the next location.
So, personally, for Lucas, getting into a fight is not what he wants.
Well, nobody said anything about getting into a fight. Nobody said that they were really nice. For all we know, they'll just let us take them and leave.
Trust in Gavin, all right? He has smooth talking.
That is true. They didn't seem like... They don't look hostile. They're not that hostile. Also, they're primitive. We could rip them apart with our bare hands.
What makes you think that we'll be able to convince him to leave if we go back? Because the first time.
No, but we can at least... Because we can tell him we're going to the next side and we're not going to wait for him.
We already told him that.
No, we told him we were going to the rest of the locations.
It might be worth a stop back just to let him know that
look,
we're leaving.
If he... Alex, mm-hmm. Since I know what Uzumaki is,
yeah.
If you eat it, are you, like, destined to become it?
You have no idea. I mean, the thing is... These people have been eating it.
Yes.
And not all of them change.
Uzumaki sounds like a sushi roll.
It does. Well, I'll ask the doc. Doc, what are the chances that if Gavin has eaten this shit, that they're going to be planting him tomorrow.
You have no idea. Well, it's not. I mean, it's a titan
virus. Look at the rest of the village. They say that's all they pretty much eat, and not all of them have changed.
It's a titan virus. It could affect us just because we're near it.
I mean, it could be conditioned not to affect them. They could have to choose who it affects, for all we know.
Exactly.
They might not even be people. All right? Because they said that they had been here for hundreds of years, and I'm still not convinced that this entire place is in a simul space designed to screw with our heads. So for all we know, these people could have been packed away in a simul space when they were taken after the fall. They have generation after generation of children. And what are those? Are they computer programs? Are they human beings?
They think they're human.
That could be a tribe full of goddamn cognite lost crazies in there.
Well, no, the lost happened after the fall.
I know, but I'm using it as a point of comparison. Like, those were humans that were raised entirely in simul space.
Right.
All right. Let's go to the next thing.
Okay. So you walk around the other side, and you come across a forest, or a small forest, a grove of trees, really. Except the trees are made of metal. The bark, the trunks are metal, and the branches go up and just sort of expand fractally until the edges are very fuzzy. And there's a large grove of them.
I hold up my hand. We're staying the hell away from this.
But they look so pretty.
Technology.
No.
You want to go look and make a hardware check, Elise? I'm not going to stop you.
I think I'm going to do that.
What hardware are you going to roll? You know what? It doesn't matter. It's a metal tree. You've never seen anything like it.
Poking. Can I make him a poking stick?
Sure, sometimes three.
I love how four-fifths of this game is us walking around trying to construct sticks to poke things with.
For fuck's sake, I'm just going to poke it with my mind.
You poke it kind of hurts. It's like punching metal.
Nothing happened. I think they're just metal trees.
We discovered a grove of fractal trees.
Alright, let's just go. This place is creepy.
That it is. But the thing is, they look like they grew there. Like, they go into the dirt, and they come up. They look naturally grown. Just metal.
So organic metal is what you're telling me?
Maybe.
Or experimental metal.
Colossus metal?
Yeah, that's true. Can I walk to 8?
So you're going to get out
and start
exploring?
This place is a cube with the sun in the middle.
Okay.
They're metal trees. It's organic metal.
So you start walking around the Nightmire. They have torches, like tiki torch sort of things on sticks, lighting up the roads they have. And you just start walking around, and you see one of the huts is open, and inside you find a knife, a club, and a spear.
Well,
but you can't really carry them.
Can't use any of it.
Nope. Right.
Let's go back.
You went to 8?
Yep.
A knife, a club, and a spear.
It was the supply depot on the side.
I can't use any of those either.
I can't use any of those.
You might have used the knife.
I could have used
Didn't you absorb a sword?
No. I absorbed.
Will has a sword.
Will has it. I wanted to absorb the sword so that when.
Oh, Will's go back on
head. Yeah, I thought we were going to like hunt half.
Are you going to sleep?
Will has a sword. Why doesn't he give you the knife though?
Because you guys are outside and Meyer is inside and he can't carry things.
No, I mean, why doesn't Will give Ryan his knife?
Oh,
I could.
Well, let's go at least to the entrance, ask them to send Gavin out, let's talk to him, see what he found out, and see if he's ready to leave yet. At least we can do that.
I think that it's not a bad idea for us to at least pop our head in, say, we're leaving the area.
I have to ask that question.
Yeah, we don't even have to go in. We can just tell them at the gate to send him to us, and we'll tell him that we're leaving if he wants to come or not.
I think I want to ask Michelle one more question.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You find her. What do you want to ask her?
You find her in her hut. She was masturbating.
Oh,
you.
God.
Wow.
Need a hand? Whoa. I would like...
Need a hand.
Hey.
Need a...
The only technology they have are
Need an ash face? Michelle, I was curious. I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some religions there's, you know, God or the devil.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Titans fear?
They don't fear
anything.
What's
the anti them, basically?
There is no opposite. It's not a religion of fear. It's a religion of hope. We're trying to prove ourselves.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that... What's the anti-Titan?
There is none. There are just the Titans. If anything, I suppose man would be the anti, because it's our own failings that have led us here.
So they have no equal when it comes to strength?
No, they're gods.
All right. That's pretty,
Well, they're machines, but all right.
I was curious. All right. I'm going to go back to my house. Thanks for everything, and,
You're very welcome.
Enjoy the Isuzu.
Isuzu.
I'm just waiting for one of them to drop the blasphemy card. You have profaned our gods, and now you...
No, he's been very polite. He's been inquisitive, not judgmental.
No. It's true.
Should go back to the front gate and knock on and say, can Gavin come out and play?
So you guys are going to go back to the front gate?
Yeah.
All right, the guards... Oh, you're back so soon?
Yes, we're actually going to be leaving the area, so we just wanted to let our friend know. This is sort of the last chance to get on the boat.
Ah, all right, well, he turns to someone. Hey, go get the bird. Gavin, so a minute later, someone's knocking on the side of your hut. Your friends are at the gate. They want to speak to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm coming up.
Okay. Gavin walks up to the gate.
As soon as I see Gavin, I say, Gavin, how was your meal?
Oh, yeah. It was a lovely village, and I go to the one and go, tell Michelle I had a wonderful time, and if I'm ever back in the round here, I will most definitely come back, and maybe with some gifts. Of our travels.
Oh, you're leaving?
We really must.
Yeah. Well, we have a time-sensitive thing to do.
Okay.
We have that thing.
We have a mission.
If you have to go, you have to go.
But we know where you guys are, and if we have time, we'll definitely stop back.
We hope you come back.
And keep making those lovely baskets you make in there. They're very nice.
Thank you.
And out of character. Thank you for not psychotically murdering us.
You're welcome. And then as we walk away, they were eating people.
I know, that's why I'm leaving.
So are you all going to head back to the shuttle?
Yeah.
Back to one, baby.
All right, so Derek, you are then two by the time you get back.
Elysium was not as nice.
Oh, wait. Yeah, two.
Yeah, two makes sense.
This Elysium was
not
as nice
as the other. Wow, we were there for 8 hours?
Yeah, walking from place to place. We had to fight the T-Rex.
Doc, I was there for dinner, of course.
We could walk all the way around the town. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so where are you going?
One more side?
No, I
would
say...
All right, back to
the spot.
Back
to the spot.
Well, unfortunately, we were prepared. I feel like this side has sort of unprepared us.
So, back to the spot?
All right, sure. We'll head on back to Tacitus and have a facial.
Okay, you head back. It takes you like another hour to get there, Derek, so mark another one off.
Uh-huh.
Spa's closed.
Damn it.
No. How
did you not? It's nighttime.
I did see that coming.
Well, we could at least go to the healing vat.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't heal in the healing vat.
It's nighttime, so, I mean, it's open at daytime.
Doc can. Well, let's go back to where we know the healing vat is.
All right, is that... What? Never mind. That's fine. So you're going to go back to the healing vat?
Go back to the healing vat. We can talk to our muses and...
Roll initiative.
Who wants to... How long are you going to stay there? Are you just going to stay there long enough? Who needs to heal?
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't we stay? I could use a little healing. Why don't we stay until the day, and then we grab the spa again?
We need more blood. We have dino blood.
And they got
we
have healing vat, so...
We got to get him more blood, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really the only one who needs to heal.
How many wounds do you have?
He had 8.
One. Okay, so you need 2 hours into that.
Right.
Can we try again to see if Chris can fix me, or are you going to fix yourself?
I'm going to fix myself, because I'm almost back to full.
Okay, so, Ed, you hop in the healing vat.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And again.
Dalton, so that's going to be 2 hours.
I guess I'll chat with my...
At 1 hour, I go to 0.
I'll chat with my...
Well, roll psychology for the news at 60.
39.
Put Dino board in.
So, yeah. All right, so who else is... What else are the rest of you doing?
Well, I'm going to talk to my muse then.
Yeah, I'm talking to my muse.
All right, so everyone... Chris, yeah, so everyone else make psychology at 60 for your muse.
And what's better?
35.
I did it.
59.
23 out of 60.
Not me.
All right, if you passed, you can heal back 3 stress.
Oh, yay, awesome.
I can't concentrate because I realize that my timer is ticking down.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to...
Now,
Chris, dex times 2.
When you go on here...
Psalm, I'm sorry.
Psalm. When you go under your TT, your trauma goes away, or...?
No, your trauma goes away.
Okay. 70. No, I didn't do that.
No, that's 2 hours, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so Dalton, an hour into Ed's bath, you get down to 5 minutes, and it starts beeping again, and the tray
T-Rex
slides
blood.
Out.
Right. T-Rex blood.
All right, you pour some T-Rex blood in. The tray goes back in. Boop, 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 boop. And now you have 6.
Oh...
And by the time Ed comes out of the vat, you're down to 5.
Right.
Didn't you get 10 from the other blood?
Yeah.
But that's what he rolled.
T-Rex. Oh, that's just what you rolled.
So, one thought. I don't really feel like drinking this water, but now we have more containers to carry the blood in.
This is true.
Yeah.
I thought I could learn something from them, but it just...
was terrible.
Fucked.
Blood didn't do anything to him.
So, do we...
Were you?
Oh, yeah, Derek, you get +5 to all of your combat stats again.
It stays at +5 or it goes up to 10?
You get another morph bonus. Another plus 5.
Okay.
So do we continue?
So, you change all the 5s to 10.
Every time we give you blood,
yes.
Just ground, or do we...
Well, if we don't have any blood on hand, we have no...
Derek,
I'll go, then Amir goes, then Gavin goes.
What happens if we...
Unfortunately, at this point, you two have... emptied your clips. We don't really... We're unprepared again.
We got 3 other places.
2 plus the one we need to go to.
That's what I counted here.
Yeah.
Completionists.
Let's go to a different side. It's on 5, right?
Yeah, you want to go to 5. That's where the...
Let's do 3.
The base is.
I kind of want to check out Leafy.
All right.
Leafy?
Let's go check out Leafy.
Let's go check out Leafy.
Because there's the River of Hate, the River of Fire, and the River of Forgetfulness. And I'd rather go to the River of Forgetfulness.
Okay, so it's going to take
I'd rather go to the River of Fire.
Get back and get over there. If Derek, you're down to 4.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I thought by staying there, I could maybe try to find out maybe a way.
All right, so... Give me back that
sheet. That wasn't working.
Well, we'll stop here. I think this is a good place to stop.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to say it's like 11
Yeah, it's like
11
o'clock.
Yeah.
So 11:03.
You guys land on side 3, Leafy.
That was Gavin's. That's his reason.
And we will stop there.
Trying to figure out, trying to find out if there was a way.
All right, so we will do res points. Each of you can get 5.
Yeah.
And you get 1 nomination. So we'll start with Ed.
I am going to nominate Meyer for taking out the T-Rex.
Thank you.
Gets right. The last shot and gets the kill, and everybody gives him the credit for that.
Derek?
I'm going to give it to Ryan because he needs some help. Poor guy.
James?
I'm going to give it to Chris for attempting to heal me.
Yay!
It was a nice gesture.
It was. He did. He tried. We tried.
It really was not a nice gesture.
I know it's not a nice gesture on your part, but you did try.
Meyer?
I will give mine
The mats.
To... I'm going to give it to Derek because...
Take the grass.
I'm going to give it to Derek because playing and not being able to talk is going to be able to suck.
Yeah, especially when you have to yell, the British are coming! The British
exactly.
are coming!
That's not going
to
work
Derek
at all.
Too, so you can add 2 to that.
Oh, thanks.
Derek showed up this time.
Yes!
Yeah, and I think I'm also going to give mine to Derek.
Wow.
Well, now that he showed up, now we have to deal with giving him blood, all right? So I don't think he deserves these things for just showing up, because now he's made our lives hard.
Now he's a problem.
Well,
yeah.
I think that he's playing...
I know he's playing well. I'm just saying, now he's making things difficult for us.
Well,
it's
really...
It's fun to play a mute character on tape recording.
Yeah.
No, it's worked. It's fine.
It's your idea.
I know.
What is tape?
Well...
Okay.
I'm trying to say, let me explain. Between Ryan or Ed. Ryan almost lost his mind. This
Ryan's getting beat up psychically.
Yeah. Lucas is not
But Ed critted the fuck out of Standing Still.
He did crit the fuck out of Standing Still.
Runs away. The only time Ed didn't run away from that was a Standing Still.
And one to Ed for not doing anything.
No, for not critically not doing
anything. That's true. For critically not doing
anything. For doing nothing very well.
Yeah. Oh, it's T-Rex. Everybody's fighting.
Okay, so that was game three. What do you guys think?
I can't wait to do game 4, 5, and 6.
Just out of curiosity, would it have left me alone because I was a pawn?
If you had attacked it, or you'd been like moving around, no. But because you froze,
I hope
it would have just left
me. Oh, look, a tree.
I hope being a Isuzu plant is not good.
Well, you're going to have to find out, don't you?
He did throw it up.
What was with the purple bug plant? Those was basically just what we saw, or was it?
No! If it bit you, it would have. I think it would have given you like a necrotizing fasciitis that would have slowly killed.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be fun to have.
Nice. Metal trees are just metal trees.
Metal trees are just metal trees.
Ask.
No! Right. So yeah, you become infected with a flesh-eating virus that will kill you within hours, and then you become a new tree.
Oh.
And then a tree sprouts from your corpse.
So, I wish Will would have gotten bit. Then we would have had a Will tree.
Yeah, you would have.
Would have been a second.
That's all right. That's what Al is probably hoping for.
Yeah, probably.
I'm hoping you would have maybe get bit by that. It's still a little sign off.
Yeah, I know we're still recording. So, I hope you all enjoyed listening.
See, people might
be shit. Maybe
they do. Hi, everybody.